The fallout from Super Showdown, the following Monday Night Raw, Impact Wrestling, and a two for your Tuesday, Jake Crist and Matt Taven. It's the Shining Wizards!
The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch or a link to our Pro Wrestling Tee store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
What's up, guys? It's the phenomenal AJ Styles, and you are listening to The Shining Wizards podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn!
We are in the fast lane to 400.
Ooh.
Welcome to another action-packed episode, Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Kevin, where are you? Where's the third guy? Where are you?
Sorry, I'm over here. Matt's here. Matt's here, everybody.
Matt's here, guys.
I'm over here now. Boogaloogaloo.
Yeah.
Holy shit. When I say we've got an action-packed episode, I am not kidding. We've got Matt Taven tonight, Jake Crist calling in tonight.
I really thought you were kidding.
Kevin, there's no joking. Studio A.
Hey.
This ain't the Brown Bear Pub, 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange.
That's right, host of the Dumb Fellas Podcast.
And the best fucking wings in the world.
That's
of course, the host of two successful podcasts, Mr. Kevin Joseph Grifo. How are you tonight, bro?
I'm very good, man. We'll be recording. We had our first missed week.
I know. Something the Shining Wizards have never had.
We've never had a missed week.
We've never missed a week.
Like we've always did like a best of or like a solo show.
We've
or...
always put out at least one product per week.
See, that's amazing to me. 7 years.
Yep.
Content every week for 7 years.
Now, some of that content was solo shows of me wandering around Manhattan, which did like hundreds of thousands of listens on their own, which some other wizard sitting here is miserable about. Says, hate the fucking solo shows. Who are you fucking talking to? Who the fuck is stupid?
It could be worse. You could be me in the back alley of a bar in West Orange.
But those are amazing shows, dude. Those are like raw, raunchy, and it's like the wizards at their like purest. You
like
know?
Sitting in a shopping cart.
Pretty much.
Recording.
I kind of miss those days. We need a little more solo Kevin.
I'll bring a solo show back.
That'd be awesome.
Got to find the time. We're actually recording the Dumb Fellas tomorrow night for a release on Thursday. So
nice.
Natty Bumper Car is going to be working hard for that money.
Very nice. And just a quick announcement. We got new programming on the Shining Wizards Network.
Look at this. The Dumb Fellas are taking over.
KP Burke with his second show on the network with his dad. It's called the American Loser Podcast.
Have you listened to that?
It's amazing. I've listened to every episode. It is amazing.
They're very smart. KP's a smart dude.
Well, his dad was a history teacher, wasn't he?
I don't know. We're not that close.
Well, Jesus, dude. I thought I remember him mentioning something about it because when he gets on his roll, dude, like he fucking knows everything.
And KP's no slouch either.
No, not at all. And he does tons of research. If you guys want to get your learn on while getting your laugh on, check out The American Loser.
And they'll bring in special guests every now and then, like... comedian Joe Fernandez, who was just at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
I think his dad was off one week and his sister came in. Yeah. She was funny as shit too, dude.
Well, Apple doesn't, I mean, they're adopted, but the adopted apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
What I wonder.
No, actually, it falls really far, but they just happen to land.
They kind of kick him back towards the stump.
They're both adopted. That's so funny.
Great. Another reason for KP to hate us. But definitely check it out. They debuted Hardcore today. Benedict Arnold is the topic this week, so go check that out.
Bad guy.
Matt, are you with us today?
Yes. Sorry. I was putting out into the social media world that we were live on The Rant and ShiningWizards.com.
Yeah, buddy.
So I was taking care of some business before we get down to some business.
That's it.
Can I Can I let people know who our producers are for the week?
Yes, absolutely. If you want to be a producer of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, it's very simple. Go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And all you have to do is pledge $1.
So now we have people to blame if we have a technical error because they're the producers now. So if we screw up an intro or anything like that.
That's all it takes. Matt is right. We've got tons of other bonuses on there. Go check it out over on the Patreon page. But just $1 makes you a producer of the show. Producers like we thank this week, like Dan Rusinello.
Whoa.
Cindy Arden. Did I get that right? Jesse Bowman supporting us. Abigail.
Sister Abigail?
Something like that. Now, Manny.
That would be crazy if it was Sister Abigail.
Manny's been a supporter of ours for a long time. He's Kratzo. On board the Patreon. Kratzo. I don't know how to pronounce his actual name, but I guess Kratzo will do.
Kratzo will do. Sorry, buddy. We know who you are. We love you.
Yeah, but Kratch.
Kratzoval?
He's lucky I don't call him Crotch Rot.
I mean, I'm friends with him in like all sorts, no, every single social media outlet. But
we all are. It's awesome.
It's just a hard name to pronounce.
We also want to thank Kathy Hummer, of course, a longtime supporter of us. Mike Martinelli.
Hummer!
What a cheesesteak, Hummer! Sorry, I kind of stepped on. Mike Martinelli and Sean Toe?
Sean Toe, yeah.
Sean Toe, you know.
He's a fan of comedy, and he comes to every comedy show just about that me and Rich McDonald, co-host of the Dumb Fellas podcast.
Produce. Is No Holds Barred the official producer music now?
It is this week.
Hummer!
Once again, all you have to do is donate $1.
That's it.
And you become a producer.
And it helps us. Like, we've done this for 7 years going on.
We've done this for 7 years.
So, like, we know what we're doing. But listen, if we can make it better for you and provide better stuff for you, this is the way to do it.
And some of these folks are actually investigators, so they're going to get to ask some questions later in the show. We've got tiers. You can get an email at shiningwizards.com. How cool is that?
That's amazing.
Advertising space on the website.
Yep. Beautiful. That's pub.
Just go over there and check it out.
Not the pub. That's just pub. Publicity.
Pub. PUBG.
PUBG, baby.
That's it,
the
baby.
The pub bully. That's pub bully.
So once again, thank you to all of our Patreon producers.
Thank
we
you,
really
pub bully.
We really appreciate everything. And get on board. The Patreon Express is always pulling into the station with some good stuff.
That's it.
I hate this place.
There you go.
Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here
like
for
such
7
a dick.
Years. Nothing works here. I hate this place.
Help us.
Nothing works
help
here.
Help us get our equipment
the
to work.
Medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Is that on loop for like an hour or is that?
No, it's just him saying it over
Nothing
and over.
Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
I wish I had one with the guy going.
So again, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. There's so many different tiers. It's awesome. Kathy Hummer has her own banner on shiningwizards.com. You too can have a banner.
You too can have a banner?
Yes.
If Bono supports us, he sure can.
Please.
The
I
edge.
Love it. All right.
Anyway.
That was a dead stop.
Sorry.
No, it was all of us. It was our producers.
I listened to last week's show.
Oh, no.
And I hate myself.
You should.
I said like 1,000 times.
It's going to happen again tonight. You know that, right?
Absolutely not.
Because when we have our guests on, the questions, there's going to be ums in there.
Sure, but it was just me and you, and I was just...
Yeah.
Trying to keep the conversations going. Like Tony being here is very helpful.
That's
of course
right.
it is. I'm the best.
More he is much
Someone's got to scratch
the
balls.
He's much more better.
He's much more spoken than I said. It's not ballerina last week.
I know. Oh, I was calling you idiots out the whole time.
I called him out immediately.
I know.
That.
I was laughing my ass off. Wrestling
ain't ballerina.
Very it's frazzled.
Yes, you're right, Matt. Wrestling is not one single dancer.
You had a bunch of fucking gems last week. I put them all out on Twitter for the world to see.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, oh, another dead stop. What do we got?
No, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad at all. What do you mean another dead stop?
I don't know. I thought you were taking a breath.
Did any of you set your alarm for 5 a.m. on Saturday?
Hell to the Nizzo.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I thought I'd give it a shot, but it didn't work out.
I think that's... I mean, I can appreciate that because I've done it for Wrestle Kingdom. I just never could see myself doing it for a WWE event.
This was a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning?
No, it was Saturday morning. Like,
yeah, there's no chance.
Was it 5 a.m., 4 a.m., something like that?
Yeah, 5.
There was no chance.
5 a.m. Super Showdown from Melbourne, Australia.
Yes.
Melbourne!
Can you believe they said that if you walked the whole top of the place, it was a mile?
You know what? It's cricket
it's
grounds.
Cricket.
I don't know how big a cricket field or whatever they call it is.
It's big.
It's got to be.
That's a lot.
70,000 people showed up for this thing.
It's probably like the Saudi Arabia one was like what? 100,000? Was that am I making that up?
The greatest rumble?
Yeah. But I still feel like the cricket ground
it might be the way it's like spread out.
That's what it is. And I think the cricket ground is probably larger, but I
don't know, but a mile, dude, a mile is fucking long.
The greatest Royal Rumble was 60,000 people.
All right.
Ooh.
Whoa, way wrong.
Yeah, a little off.
Little off there, KJG.
But then again,
KJG.
If you looked, they didn't just have folding chairs. They were like fucking like leather chairs with tables and shit. Like,
yeah.
The Saudis know how to go all out to have a good time.
And they might, in Australia, who knows what else they play there. Like, maybe they do. Do they do like, is that like a polo place? Do they do polo?
Let's see.
Maybe soccer?
I don't know, but think about it. A football field is 100 yards. Like, how much do you think MetLife Stadium is up top?
Yeah, but they,
it's
like...
It's not that far.
They concave. Like, they, like, make that...
No, I get
that's
it, but...
big, man.
But, dude, a mile... Like, you don't realize how long a mile is. You know what I'm saying? Like, a mile is a long fucking
MetLife
distance.
Is definitely not a mile. Because I've definitely walked...
I mean, I would say... maybe a third of a mile, and that's being generous.
And I'm talking about the old Giants Stadium. I haven't really done a whole lot of walking.
That's a lot of ground right there.
Holy fuck, you ain't kidding. You know what? Is the floor completely round? Because that is
like
an
it.
Awful lot of space.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a perfect venue for wrestling, though.
They
got to
play
round.
Rugby. They got to play soccer. They got to play
I don't know,
stuff,
man.
There.
That's fucking...
Not, there's no... I've Listen, people, I, in college, I saw people playing cricket
wait,
like...
Go back
their
to
their backyards.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go back. Yeah, it doesn't like you go to like MetLife. There's a top layer that's really high up. That doesn't look like that top layer is really all that tall. So that might just be like lengthwise, just going out and back. You know, that's still fucking impressive.
It's a big place.
That's impressive. You know what else was impressive? The show itself. Did you guys like it? No,
I did.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed a lot of it.
I'm going to admit, I'll be the first to admit, I hated the whole build-up to Shawn Michaels coming back and The Undertaker versus Triple H and Kane being involved. I would say it's my favorite Triple H Undertaker match.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
I'll
I really did. I didn't want to like it, but I found myself enjoying the shit out of it.
I went back, after I watched it yesterday, I went back and I watched WrestleMania 27 and 28.
Oh, God.
Just to compare.
Just because I needed a reference point.
Yeah,
first of all, I don't remember 27 because we were here and we were making your kid put like everybody's shoes in the popcorn machine.
That's right.
So I wasn't really focused too much. And 28, I think just from go, everyone was mad because it was Cena and The Rock.
Yeah, but there was an awful lot of laying around for that Undertaker match too.
Did you go back to when they were both kind of... Maybe not necessarily in their prime, but
oh, like
still.
What was it, 19?
19.
Yeah.
That, like, I mean.
That was a good match.
It was a great match, but can you use that as a reference point for this, though? I don't think you can, because I think
no,
they were
cause I think
a
the
totally
way,
different place.
The way
then.
They were building 27, 28, especially 28, with Shawn Michaels involved as a special guest referee.
Yeah.
I think that really added to the story. If I had to, it would be Super Showdown. 27, 28, 1, 2, 3, just like that.
Out of those three, okay.
And I put a poll on Twitter.
Huh.
And let me just find the results here.
Okay.
57% said WrestleMania 27 was their favorite.
Out of the three.
With Super Showdown coming in second and 28 coming in
last. Is that when Undertaker almost broke his neck because Jimmy Snuka's kid didn't catch him?
Ooh.
That was against Shawn Michaels, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That was
the
first Shawn Michaels, wasn't
it? Yeah.
I believe so.
Sim Snuka.
But I super enjoyed the match.
I surely did too.
Yeah. What else happened on the show? Let's do a quick walkthrough.
Well, we had a title change.
Cruiserweight Championship.
I liked that match. What was it?
Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy beat Cedric Alexander.
Yes.
Bizarro Brian Myers.
That was a great match. Possibly. Wait, no reaction from Kevin.
What? No, I loved the match.
No, Bizarro Brian Myers.
Oh no, because all right.
I mean, if you look at them, they kind of do look the same.
Yeah, and Myers had addressed this on his podcast about how that's why he's growing his hair out more, because gotcha. He wants to get rid of all like the, oh, I look like Buddy Murphy, I look like so-and-so, I look like so-and-so.
Now, Blake and Murphy were the tag team that was with Alexa Bliss.
Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy.
Okay, and Blake is with Alexa Bliss?
Blake, I think, is in that Forgotten Sons gimmick now with Steve Cutler and Gunner.
Okay.
I want to say...
Maybe.
I haven't, listen, I've been slacking on my NXT. I really have.
Now, does he always come across like that, kind of happy to be there, kind of like a little bit of a dick?
Buddy Murphy? No.
You think he was just a little happy? Like, cause
it was hometown. He's from Melbourne.
There you go.
Him and Tony Nese were doing some cool stuff on 205 Live. And again, I've been slacking on that as well, so I can't really say what the program was between Cedric and Buddy Murphy. But I know Buddy Murphy was being used pretty predominantly on 205 Live.
There you go.
Along with Cedric and...
Well, you know who didn't deserve a hero's welcome? The fucking Iconics, or the Iconics, whatever the fuck their name is. That match was dog shit.
Oh, wow.
It was dog shit. Who did they wrestle again?
Naomi
and
Asuka.
Oh, my God, dude. Naomi, I love the gimmick. Asuka loved the gimmick. Nobody was on the same page. It was like four different fucking books in that ring, dude.
Wow.
I don't know how they're a tag team. I don't know how they're on the main roster, but they were awful. Really bad. Dude, I'm not even joking, dude. Like, simple spots, they weren't even hitting them. It was like, what, really? And then, I mean, I get they're over because, like, you know, it's their homecoming and shit, but...
Well, you think
no,
they
but
were
they've been
nervous?
On the main roster for a while now.
I know, but it's like the Riot Squad. They were supposed to be some big deal. Have they fucking won a match yet? No. Seriously.
You're very upset about that.
Seriously, dude. Like, and I like the six-woman match slightly better than this Iconics match.
I still hate Ronda Rousey.
I hate
it's not about her in-ring work, it's everything else about her. It's her fucking face.
Yeah, the facials, they gotta go.
She just looks so dopey. And stop calling her the baddest woman on the planet.
She's too happy to be there, dude.
With all due respect, I know Ronda Rousey's a super talented MMA fighter, but Cyborg will pound her fucking face into the ground.
It's a gimmick, bro. You think Ken Shamrock was the baddest man on
yes,
the planet?
Yes, he was.
For a year... I think Rousey was probably the baddest woman on the planet for legit a year.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then she got her fucking head kicked off by Holly Holm.
Ken Shamrock was the world's most dangerous man.
Well, there you go.
Ah, in your face.
That's right. Know. Suck it!
Well, what if he genderized and identified? That's what? Another show. You know, because you could do that now.
Just so I want to give Kevin his props where credit is due. Wesley Blake is with Steve Cutler and Jackson Riker, who is Gunner. They are the Forgotten Sons.
Gunner wore the Shining Wizards T-shirt.
We did.
Proudly.
There you go.
Proudly.
Yes. So just to clear that up as we go forward.
No, but women's match is dog shit overall, yes?
No, the Charlotte and
Becky Lynch was
Becky
amazing.
Lynch was awesome.
Oh, that was a great match. Absolutely. Becky Lynch can do no wrong in my eyes at this point. She's amazing.
Yeah, and my buddy, who we know, Rich McDonald, sent me a text today. He's like, did you watch Super Show? I'm like, yeah. He's like, everyone loves Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love Becky Lynch.
She's amazing.
And like, she can't, like, I think we talked about it before. Like, she can't get booed.
Nope.
And
that's a good thing.
But
good
she's the most, but at the same time, she's the most interesting heel character in the brand, I think.
When we get to Raw Talk, there's stuff that's going on there that I really want to get to when it comes to the women's like programs, but we'll get back to that.
Yeah, but I think Becky Lynch is arguably one of the best things in WWE today.
No doubt. What else happened on the show?
The New Day beat The Bar to retain the SmackDown tag titles.
It's the only match I really didn't remember seeing. I don't remember watching that match.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I watched it, and I had to go back to the main event like three times because...
Oh, no, I did watch it.
Every time I watched it, it was like, I was like in bed. So, like, I honestly don't really remember a whole lot. But I remember enough.
But it was Kofi and Xavier that wrestled the match, right?
Yeah.
I do remember
Speed Force, they called them.
Is that a new gimmick?
No, but it's like they call themselves, when they team, they call them the Speed Force of the New Day. Oh. I do remember that. They said that. They mentioned it.
So when Big E turns on them and breaks off, we're going to have Speed Force.
Oh, Big E's got to break off.
He's going to.
I've been saying that forever.
Be an improvement over that fucking Bobby Lashley dog shit.
You didn't like John Cena's
haircut? Oh, my God, dude.
That match was like 5 seconds, wasn't it?
No, Cena's involvement was 5 seconds. The match itself was drizzles. It was bad.
We keep going back and forth on Bobby Lashley.
No, Bobby, it was bad, dude.
Why was he so good in Impact, and why is he so bad now? Because I don't think he's bad, but you know what I mean, though?
He's just there.
I think they put him, them putting him in this situation just to kind of get John Cena on the show and make it safe because John Cena is filming whatever he's filming. And apparently the rumor is they didn't want him, like, catching a black eye, getting hurt, because he was leaving the Super Show to go continue filming whatever he's doing.
Ah.
That's why he has that weird...
In China, mind you.
That weird haircut that he's got going on.
No, but you know what? That's not true, because he was in New York today. He did one of those ABC morning shows.
He did Good Day New York.
Yeah.
So did he get it? I didn't see it. Did he get a haircut?
He had his hair parted. He was interviewed with Kathy Lee and that other...
Well, it's also because, let's be honest, he's really going... He's going thin in the back.
You noticed it when he took his hat off.
He really is. And he has been for quite some time. So your first instinct is when you notice that you're losing your hair is you try to just keep it growing just to cover up anything that...
Kevin, I wouldn't know anything about that.
I know, Tony. Tony, listen, you're a stallion.
If you're losing it, just shave it. What's the point?
Oh, I can't.
No, just fucking just own it, dude. Who cares?
Are you losing your hair?
You don't have to be fucking...
I get nervous in the back every now and then.
You're fucking nervous about everything.
Kevin's got a nice thick head of hair, though.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got good hair.
Do you ever get your results back from your test, by the way?
I never did the blood... I haven't done the blood test yet. Wow. October 14th.
Nah, because he's nervous.
He just likes living in
hypochondria. Don't wear a hat in the house. You'll be fine.
What does that have to do with my blood test?
Your hair.
Yeah. Tightens up your scalp. You didn't know that?
I've been wearing a hat
in college. Wore a hat.
I've been wearing
a
hat since I was 5 years old.
He was bald by the time he was 22.
That's why you're losing your hair.
There you go.
Well, I don't think I'm losing my hair.
You're definitely losing your
hair. Then take off your hat.
Shut your fucking face.
Let's see.
Nah.
Uh oh.
Oh no, he's got a lot of hair.
I told you he's got a good
back,
head of hair, dude.
I'm worried about it.
Oh well, don't wear a hat.
Go in my bathroom. You got the perfect mirror to see the fucking bald spot.
Yeah, but it's also because it's parted a lot of weird ways. Like I parted differently for work, and then when I
he's like a whole when he takes the hat off. And he puts on the headphones, he's like a whole different person.
Yeah, that's Kevin Joseph Garifo over there.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it.
That's KJG, baby. Yeah. I haven't gotten a haircut in a while.
He looks very professional.
That's the star of the Dumbfellas right there.
That's it.
I like it without the hat.
No, I do too. I do too.
No, I get good hair when I do it up, but I haven't got a haircut. I got to get a haircut. Got to get the sides done.
You don't look like John Cena, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
My hair was oof.
I got the Matt Hardy.
Yeah, you
gray
do.
Gray going right here.
Nice, yeah, all right. I like it.
Keep the
gray.
Here.
Yeah, don't color that shit. Keep it.
Own no, I'm coloring it.
Nah, you
no.
He's fucking Silver Fox, man.
Yeah, man.
Coloring it.
As he enjoys his Bud Light. He's like, look at him. He's all cocky now because we're fucking buttering him
what's
up.
What's the point of you coloring it if you're going to wear a hat, though?
Yeah, seriously. And you know what's going
to
happen?
To ruin hats?
If you put color in it, it's going to fucking wreck all your fucking...
No, well, when I get a haircut, I tend not to wear a hat right away. I haven't gotten a haircut in a while, so I wear my hat.
Get the clippers.
Ooh, you want to shave his
head?
Let's
fucking put him to sleep and cut his hair.
Listen, I don't do hard alcohol anymore, so it's
no,
not
we're just put you in the sleeper hold and cut your hair.
Ah, you that'd sons of bitches.
Hilarious. Brutus Beefcake style.
Just call an Uber and just stick him in the back.
Just don't take my action figures.
104 Harrison Avenue. Step on
it. I kind of like that Skinner.
Skinner's good.
All right, so what else happened at the Super Showdown?
Well, Cena and Lashley beat KO. John Cena got knocked off the apron, and then he got tagged in, and he hit an AA.
And then his new punch,
whatever, that's stupid.
The sixth move of doom. Ugh, next.
Fucking kill yourself.
I think the biggest story coming out of this show, other than the main event, was Daniel Bryan beating The Miz and getting his...
That fucking was weird. Nobody in the crowd fucking knew what the fuck happened. It was silence.
Because that was like, you know what that reminded me of? And it's also a Daniel Bryan match. It was the him and Sheamus match at that WrestleMania.
What, the one where Sheamus beat him in like 12 seconds?
Because he kissed Brie and then fucking Sheamus just, or he kissed
AJ.
Somebody. Huh?
Yeah, AJ. But this was a schoolboy. This wasn't like, didn't Sheamus hit him with something?
Yeah, he hit him with the broke kick, and that was it.
Yeah.
But this
was just a small package.
Yeah. And this match wasn't that long.
Like 3 minutes, I think it was.
So that was a little bizarre.
It was weird. It was weird.
But I love it. I think it sets up so many different
things. I just didn't like the ending. It was too out of nowhere to make sense.
Did you hear what Bully Ray speculated about this match?
I did not, but I'm going to tell you right now. On October 9th on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast,
here we go.
The Miz wins the Royal Rumble and wrestles Daniel Bryan in the main event at WrestleMania for the championship.
On October 9th?
Well, I'm stating it today.
Oh, on October 9th.
Yes. Shining Wizards Matt is saying the Miz wins the Royal Rumble.
Thank you.
That's what this is all leading to.
That was it's a year, like we said, we should. This was last year's predictions
too.
Yeah,
this
for me.
Is a good build because Daniel Bryan wasn't cleared last year, around the Royal Rumble. He didn't get cleared till closer to Mania.
Right, but I still predicted the Miz to win the Royal Rumble
last year.
Yeah, last year.
I think a couple of us may have thought about that.
If we have to go back to the archives, or if Prince of Pro,
oh God, that's a lot of archives to go through.
Look at the date for the Royal Rumble. Look, go to our show right before it where we do our predictions, and find out who we predicted. I think I did predict the Miz
for last year, not this year.
Oh no, wait, no, I predicted because I got him right. I predicted Shinsuke and Asuka. All right, so last year it would have been the year before that.
I think. What are the matches?
Anywho. AJ beat Joe by submission.
Great match.
Loved it. Yes. Awesome storytelling. What did Bully Ray say, by the way?
Bully Ray says he thinks that they're giving Saudi Arabia AJ versus Daniel Bryan. Hypothetically, he's not sure. Because he thinks that it's because, like, whatever the Saudi prince wants, the Saudi prince gets, and he thinks that he wants.
He compared it to the Rusev situation where he took Rusev out, and he was like, nope, we got to put him back in. Yeah.
Which I don't agree with. I think that's just a marquee match
on a major show.
Look, they're trying to, going into Super Showdown, we're like, oh, it's a glorified house show. Maybe they're trying to not make it seem like a glorified house show.
It certainly doesn't seem that way anymore.
No, not at all.
What else happened?
Ronda and the Bellas beat the Riot Squad. And I know a lot of people were really like, you know, they played it up last night on Raw when Nikki Bella and Brie beat up Ronda, but you could see it in this match how they were not tagging Ronda in, and Ronda was getting frustrated. So I think that's where the seeds for that was planted.
Because they didn't want to see your dumb face, dude.
I don't want to see your dumb face.
When did Liv Tyler? When did Liv light
Liv
up
Tyler?
Brie?
Liv Tyler?
Yes, Liv
She's
Tyler.
She's living on the edge. Yeah.
When did she light up Brie? Was that during the Super Show?
Yes.
That was awesome. That was the one part I really enjoyed because fuck Brie Bella.
Oh, that's rude.
No, there was another match that went really fucking long that had no right to go as long as it did. That really annoyed the shit out of me. Come on, you got it there. I know you do.
The Shield?
No, the Shield, I enjoyed that match as well.
We're running out of matches, bro.
Really? I thought there was one that just seemed like it went way too long.
I'll go real fast because Jake Chris
is calling.
I know, that's
why I'm trying to get it all.
Minutes.
I'm trying to get my shit in,
New
bro.
Day Bar.
Okay.
Covered that. Charlotte and Becky.
Okay.
Cena, Lashley versus Owens and Elias.
How long did that go? Was that long.
It felt like it was forever because it was essentially 2-on-1.
Then maybe it was the main event that I felt went a little too long. I mean, because there was one match that I felt was just like, why the fuck is this still going on?
I didn't think the main event was that long.
I don't know. Maybe it was Joe and AJ then that I thought was long. There was something I was like... all right, they just did the take-homes. Why are we still fucking going?
Well, only you can answer that question.
I know, and I'm the answer's lost forever.
The Shield beat Strowman, Ziggles, and what do you call him? Claymore.
Claymore, yes.
Claymore and Flanagan.
Claymore and Flanagan.
I thought it was a good match.
Loved it.
Fucking, they're all beasts, dude. I know. The Ambrose shit.
Playing the Ambrose thing when it was, what was it, Seth and Roman were in the ring, and the three of them were around the ring, and then Ambrose got in the apron.
That was a great fucking moment.
And everyone's
moment.
Like, woo.
That was a great moment. And then he got in, and he was like, fuck these guys, and he started beating the shit out of the fucking Claymore gimmick guys. What do you call them? Even Paul Heyman on Raw was like, and this guy, and this guy, and this guy.
And then, of course... The Undertaker loses to Triple H. Mm.
And then they're all buddies, and they all hugged it out.
Not so much, you turned it off then.
No. I didn't get there. It's called building anticipation.
Here's my only problem with this match.
Kane's still a fucking jobber.
Kane is nowhere to be found in, like, the first, like...
Yep.
It's, like, I get it, like...
Shawn Michaels does a lot.
Shawn Michaels is, like, antagonizing, and he's in the way a lot. And who... What is... Mayor Kane is over there, like... He's doing his thing.
I noticed this too watching the show. He's like there and he's like he takes like three steps and then just stops and just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, right. they could have gotten somebody else instead of fucking.
What's he doing over there, Kevin?
Kane, dude, I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
Did you turn your mic off?
Yes,
to give
I did. I turned my mic off to feed Kevin a line.
You tried not to fucking break his gimmick. I love it.
Boo! Well, I'm the mayor. Well, I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of fucking up the Shining Wizards podcast.
Correct. Ding.
Well, I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor.
I'm just watching it, not being
a big red machine.
And Shawn Michaels is like, he's like grabbing the Undertaker. He's lunging towards him. He's punching him, and I don't know where. What's Kane doing?
He's gotta be Kane. He's dreaming about Katie Vick fucking pounding his putt under the ring apron.
Well, and you're talking about all these nice chairs. I'm pretty sure when Triple H and the Undertaker went through the audience, I saw a couple of those white like chairs that you have by your pool. Those plastic chairs.
Yeah.
No.
Flying all over the place.
No, see, I was talking about Saudi Arabia with the nice chairs. This was Australia. Two different countries.
Did you guys
what?
Know?
Did you just?
Oh, what did I miss? I talked over something.
Matt thought it was in Saudi Arabia.
No, I didn't think it was in Saudi Arabia. I just missed when you were talking about the nice furniture.
I did see the white chairs. That was fucking hilarious.
Did you guys know that Australia is not only a country?
It's a continent.
But it's also a continent.
And did you know, technically speaking, that New Zealand is part of the Australian continent?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah. There's been a push for a while. I forget what they wanted to call the whole conglomerate. They wanted to call it something else.
That's a good name.
Research time.
It's a good call. Welcome to something else.
Yeah. You're in something else.
Great. Who's their big hero?
Down under?
Crocodile something else?
Yeah.
No.
The bush
outback something or other?
The something else whackers?
Oceania is what they wanted to call it.
Like from Lost?
Like it's Australia, New Zealand, a couple of the other islands that are
Austria?
Around there. Maybe like, is Papua New Guinea over there? Or is that like Papua Old Guinea?
Papua New Guinea.
It's a Bruno, a Papua Old Guinea.
Is that like Papa Smurf?
Oof. Chris, please call.
Call us!
Jake!
Please!
Phone
We're
lines
dying
open,
here.
Buddy.
We're doing geography.
We're dying. We're fucking dying, Jake Crist.
I blame the new producers.
Yes.
pick any one of them you want to blame.
All right, Mike Martinelli, that's your fault, buddy.
God. The guys behind the glass can't do shit for us. We're putting out this awful
Jesus.
Content.
Sean Toe, you're up next.
Sean Toe. God.
Sean Toe. Sean Toe. Sean Toe.
Like T-O-E?
No, T-O, I think it is. I think it's
that's a weird last name.
Well, you know, he's...
I mean, I'm all for it. Bowman's a weird last name, too, but Toe is very short.
Toe, a deer.
No, Toe.
Abu.
Abu is right. You scared me.
Toe, a tear, because I'm crying.
Jake Crist is calling in any second
we
now.
We hope. Please, for the love of God, we hope.
Well, Jake Crist is going to be calling and talking about Bound for Glory, which is taking place this weekend, this Sunday. Fight.tv. You can order it for $39.99.
New York City, isn't it?
Melbourne,
Australia.
Melrose Ballroom.
You see the chairs in that place?
You see the chairs in the Melbourne Ballroom in Queens? They're
a bunch of picnic tables.
Yeah.
Jake Crist is calling a big, big six-man OVE rules match.
Nice.
Ohio versus everything against Brian Cage, Phoenix, and Pentagon Jr. Stacked card.
It's a funny little six-man tag right there. The Cage Phoenix and Penta.
Pentagon.
What did he call him? His Mexican twins? What does Brian Cage call him? He's got a name for Phoenix and Pentagon.
His Lucha Brothers?
That's it.
Well, that's what they call themselves.
Oh, that's a legit name?
Lucha.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll start talking Impact a little bit while we're waiting for Jake.
Because they're brothers.
Who was...
The brothers.
I'll let him go.
Oh, do it.
I'll allow it.
We're brothers, we're happy, and we're singing, and I'm going to leave the last part out.
And we're colored.
Jesus.
Well, that's how it goes.
That's the song on
Should
the show.
Should I start hitting buttons?
Give me a high five.
Okay.
That was a funny show. The Wayans Brothers, that was a good show.
Wait, they said we're colored in their theme
I think
music?
So.
Yeah.
Wait, come on.
I swear to God, I think that's what it sounded like.
We're getting there. There's a commercial.
Fucking
relax.
Commercials on you. You know what sucks? There's even commercials now on the fucking Facebook videos. You ever notice that?
No.
Oh, fuck. You get the little ad starting soon shit and you can't even skip it.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five. All right,
what are the greatest.
That's not real, is
that's
it?
That's real. Yes. That's what it was.
That's so fucked.
And then it goes into like this real like.
I don't remember this part. Are you sure?
The intro. I'm
That's
watching it.
Fucking truck.
They help the old lady cross the street. She gets hit by a bus.
Oh yeah.
What a fucking.
That was
show.
That's a great show. A very underrated show.
I didn't realize that was the theme music. Fuck, that's crazy.
We're brothers. We're Lucha. That's what the Lucha Brothers should do. They should make a parody of the Wayans Brothers.
Speaking of parodies, who's the guy that comes out to his like his own little like
Joe Hendry?
That's
awesome.
Cool as shit.
Awesome. Hysterical.
He did a song about
Murder Clown.
Oh, Murder Clown. Yes. It's like Murder Clown's been going to murder burgers. Jesus.
And about Katie Lee, he's like, I'm not a pirate.
Yeah, but I'm not a pilot. I'm not a pirate. We're not related.
But I'll stab you or something.
And that's not understated.
Yes.
Because I'm a murder killer. I'm a murder clown.
Oh, shit.
I love Joe Hendry and Grado.
That's an awesome gimmick.
Joe Hendry just, at least on my radar, came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And is hysterical. That's like, those are the kind of guys that I love. Like guys like Colt and guys like, you know, Shane Helms, who are just so naturally funny outside of wrestling and they can bring it to wrestling. And they just, I guarantee you that's all Joe Hendry.
And I don't know, I didn't know who Joe Hendry was. I've been out of Impact for a little bit. I also don't know who the guy is with Moose and Austin Aries. Who's
Killer Cross?
Killer Cross.
All right, who's he? Did I miss something? Did he change his name?
No, Killer Cross did a lot of stuff in AAA. He's actually, he's on Impact, not Impact. He's on Lucha Underground too. He's the White Rabbit.
Okay, and but is he like on Impact or is he there just because they're in Mexico?
No, he's on.
No,
Impact.
He's on Impact.
Okay,
he's with Austin Aries and Moose.
Moose. What the fuck was that shit with Eddie Edwards, dude?
Oh, you didn't like that? That was pretty rough.
It would have been fine, but the fucking acting with the weird camera cuts and pans and shit. Yikes. Jesus.
Yeah, that was rough. That was a rough
one.
He's like,
what's he call his wife? Lish? Liz? Liz? He calls her Liz, right? He's like, no, it's Alicia, isn't it?
Yeah, Alicia.
He's like, Alicia. He's like, Liz, now! And she fucking, like, throws water in his eyes. And then fucking Eddie Edwards just sticks his thumbs in the fucking dude's face. And then they're running out the building, and he stops to fucking call Joe Hennigan over there, whatever his fucking name is now.
Johnny Impact?
Yes, Johnny
Impact.
It's
the old Three Stooges thumb
hold,
in the eye.
But dude, he's like running for his life. These idiots are blinded by water and thumbprints.
You ever water thrown in your eyes?
Did you notice how quick John Morrison picked up the phone, too?
Oh, he was waiting for him, bro.
It was so fast. It was like before he even like finished dialing. He was like, hello?
Okay. Here's
I don't want to shit on it because we've all been enjoying Impact.
But here's my problem with fucking Johnny Impact. Austin Aries is being serious as shit with him, and all he's doing is walking around the ring like not taking a word seriously.
Well, Austin Aries cut a good promo on him.
He cut a killer promo, dude. He told him if you don't wind up being Johnny 205, you know, like
205 fucking, live, yeah.
You know, you'll join the fucking winners or whatever. But still, like Johnny, like even when he was walking backstage, like, what are you doing in the dark? That's weird. Like, that's okay. But you're in the ring, dude, and it's supposed to be a serious moment with fucking Austin Aries. he's just like walking away from him, like, eh, fuck you, I don't give a shit.
I mean, again, not to pile on Johnny Impact, because you know he's been on the show, we love him, but he's never been the most charismatic guy.
It doesn't take much to stand there and listen, though. You know what I'm saying?
But he sometimes
it's like pull it in a little bit, yeah. You know. I mean, you got to take it seriously, because if you don't, nobody's going to take you seriously as a challenger. You know what I'm saying?
But his reputation kind of precedes him.
I get it. I would have just liked a little more seriousness out of him. Just a little bit. The backstage stuff, fine. It was funny. In that ring, Austin Aries is chewing you out, dude. Fucking be serious.
Well, he was. He was trying to get the mic, but then Austin Aries says, I'm not done. And so he was never, what can you really do when you don't have...
You stand there and you fucking give him the eye and you're like, all right.
But then when someone's talking shit about you, like to your face, like, then you get serious, but you're also like, all right. Or if you don't take him, like, if you don't take Austin Aries seriously, like, if you think you're that much better than him, you can kind of play off that nonchalant, like, look at this clown. Who does this guy think he is? Doesn't know who I am? He might be somebody, but I'm John fucking Morrison.
Yeah, but you could do that after he's done talking. You know, like, I don't know. It just didn't sit right with me. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel like you.
I didn't notice it at the time, but I do kind of see what you're saying.
He didn't take it as seriously as he should have. That's kind of the point. Like I said, backstage, fine. In the ring, what else happened?
Well,
Soo Young.
Oh, the undead brides?
The coffin. Now, who's the undead bride? That's not Rosemary. She's dead,
right?
No,
the undead bride's just...
But who is she?
I don't think it's one particular person.
That's not the one that was going to get married to what's his name,
no,
was it?
That's Chelsea Green.
But her name was
Laurel Van Ness.
That's it. She was awesome.
I also heard a little rumor that she did WWE finally signed her.
I saw that before too, but I didn't look into it.
I didn't either.
Dude, that whole storyline still one of my favorite all time fucking storylines.
You were fully invested in Impact out of that.
That was great when she's fucking crying, singing Tomorrow. She's like, "The sun will come out."
You were Laurel Van invested.
Amazing. Sorry, is that a new gimmick of mine? Jay Chris calling in the 7:30 hour. Sorry.
We're waiting. We're working on it.
And now, are you sure we're not going to have a Dan Severn situation where these guys like mixed up time zones?
I hope not. I shot him a message and I was very clear with...
Jake, Matt.
I was very clear with the time.
Oh, brother.
So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I just reached out to him a couple minutes ago.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see if Jake Chris calls at 7:30.
We'll see.
Maybe 7:40. fuck. Wait, there was another thing that happened. Yo, what's with Third Eye Blind? What is that shit? Can we end that already?
The Matt Sydal thing?
You really like that, dude?
It's kind of getting... It's getting to the point where it's almost...
If you would step out from that ledge, my friend.
It's almost comical.
This is what happens when you smoke too much weed, honestly.
You think so?
You get a little too creative and somebody's got to reel you in. That's all I'm saying. Maybe Don Callis needs to reel some of this shit in a little bit. And then he went under the apron, and who did he wrestle? He tried to poke him in the eye.
He wrestled Rich Swann.
Yeah, and he fucking stabbed him or some shit from under the apron. He's like, I didn't do anything. It was my fist. That's what he showed the ref, dude. He's like, at my fist.
Yeah, well, you're not going to tell you like, oh, yeah, I hit him in the eye with a foreign object.
Hey, come on, dude.
Which is also illegal if it's a close fist.
Nobody knew that was Ethan Page that came out to ringside to fucking be with him. Like, nobody knew?
Like, the announcers?
Yeah!
That's their job, is to pretend like they don't know what's going on.
Come on, dude. You gotta fucking... I gotta give those guys more credit than that. You can't play off of something like that for as long as they did. Like, it's fucking Ethan Page, dude. It's Ethan Page. Like, who is it? Oh my God, it's Ethan Page! Bam! Done! Holy shit, Ethan Page is with fucking Third Eye Blind.
Well, last time he was there, he was Joseph Park's brother, Chandler Park.
Chandler.
Well, there you go.
So maybe you just got to change it up.
So he didn't have a gimmick change. He just showed up, and now all of a sudden he's Ethan Page.
No, is he Ethan Page?
He's Ethan Page now.
Yeah. Fuck, there was something else that happened before we get to the main event.
Eli Drake
is money. I don't know how he's not the world champion. Who did he fucking wrestle?
He wrestled La Parca.
Oh, that is not La Parca, by the way. That's the gimmick infringing fucking keep your gimmick but put somebody else in the mask, La Parca. In case you didn't know.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Yes.
100%.
Out came La Parca, the AAA version, not LA Park.
LA Park is twice the size of La Parca.
Gotcha.
He is a big motherfucker these days. Yep. That was fucking...
Yeah, that was a rough one.
Although I got to admit, Eli Drake cutting part of his promo in fucking Spanish, very cool.
You like that, right?
I fucking loved it.
How did you feel?
Just a fact of life.
How did you feel about the confrontation between LAX and the OGs?
All right, what is this ceasefire bullshit that Conan was trying to fucking push?
All right.
So fucking the OGs come out. They're taking the belts. They're fucking with the flag. They're throwing fucking tequila on Conan. What is this ceasefire shit? And why are they letting fucking OGs beat up on them?
All right. So there was the thing that happened a couple weeks ago where the kid got hit by the car by the OGs.
Oh, okay. I remember.
So
you
then all
this
story. The Dons got together. The three Dons.
Wait, who's the other Don?
Callus,
Cheech.
You hit the kid. Hey, Vato, you hit the kid.
The three bosses got together and they took Conan.
Oh, wait, who are the bosses?
They just three old Mexican dudes.
Was
they
Conan
have...
one of them?
No.
And Tony Danza was the second.
Hey, yo.
Angela.
Oh.
Ortiz.
Orale, that's no good.
Sanchez.
Santana.
Knock it off, Jonathan.
Tito
Ortiz.
Dude, if Tito Santana was one of them, I would have popped extra fucking
hard.
No,
they were
that.
Just three Mexican dudes. Three Spanish dudes, older
Whoa,
dudes.
Whoa, hey!
And they took the king, and they took Conan, and they told him there's going to be a ceasefire, and this is all going to come to a head at Bound for Glory in New York City.
But then why are the OGs fucking with them?
Because Conan is old school, and he adheres to the ceasefire.
But then why are they not respecting the old guys being the young guys? Aren't they afraid for retribution from somebody else? Like, if you're going to bring in the fucking
Like Tony
Dons,
Danza?
Yeah, like, if you're going to bring in Tony Danza, you got to be afraid of Tony Danza.
Yeah,
otherwise,
but
it's a waste.
That's the thing. The OGs don't give a shit. They're not putting hands on Conan and company. They're just trying to...
But then why are they letting the fucking... Why are they letting LAX just sit back then? Conan should have fucking let the dogs loose.
Now LAX is getting fed up with this. They're done.
Oh, you think they're going to beat the shit out of Conan after all said and done?
No, I think they're going to go ham on the fucking OGs. Maybe Thursday night on Impact, the home show.
So it's going to be a six-man at the pay-per-view.
It's a six-man at the pay-per-view. Concrete jungle
death
match.
Did you hear what they're fucking doing for that?
No.
Padding, gone. They're ripping up the canvas. They're ripping up the padding. They're ripping out the turnbuckles. It's just going to be ropes and fucking and boards.
Oh, that's awesome. That's going to hurt like a
It kind of gives away, like, the facade of the wrestling ring. You know what I'm saying? But I'm okay with it. I'm actually okay with
well,
it.
Well, when you get it down to brass tacks.
Really?
Hey.
All right?
Really?
Like, they've done it in the ring. They've done the street fight. They fought everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Put it in the ring, but take away all the safe. This is concrete. Concrete jungle, baby.
Where dreams are made of.
It would be so funny if one of them threatened to run over a kid, and they're like, no, we'll quit. We'll give up. Just don't run the kid over.
Listen, say what you want, but this feud has been, like, pivotal in, like, the rebranding of Impact. It's been one of the focal points since, really.
Yeah, and Santana and Ortiz are fucking talented dudes. Yeah.
Yes,
awesome.
They are. Well, if our guest calls in, Jake Crist.
He's also.
And OVE were very important in that tag team division swing when they took the belts off of LAX.
Matt's starting to turn on the guests.
I'm not starting to turn on him. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. OVE is pivotal in the swing of things in terms of Impact going on the up.
Yeah. With the Lucha Brothers who do good Lucha things.
You
yeah.
think it all started with Sammy Callahan with that errant baseball bat shot that really put them on the map?
I think it was before that.
You don't think that like that was the one that cemented them as like...
You know what? I think Impact has found its niche in like what people think is cool about wrestling. And that's why like independent wrestling is in such a great place right now. Impact is capitalizing on that. And while usually when we say a glorified indie as a negative, a glorified independent now is like, this is pretty cool.
I do think, like I said, I think they do need to tighten a few things up. But the one thing that I'm really like, oh, fucking really again? That fucking smoke show Scarlett Bordeaux? All right, look, she's attractive. We get it. She is fucking dumb as a bag of rocks on the microphone. It was bad. It was fucking bad. I could throw other people under the bus.
Tony Danza's back.
Is that where that's from? Did he say bad?
No, you just sounded like Tony Danza.
Hey, it was bad. Mona, it was bad.
Well, there's a time for love and time for living.
Hey,
you
Mona,
take a chance
does it look like roast beef hanging out of Albert Einstein's mouth? Hey, oh, hey.
A brand new life around the
Kevin
pants.
Just shit on my fucking beef curtains joke. Completely no soul, dude.
Listen, I don't think you really need the shit on a beef curtains joke. A beef curtain joke shits on itself.
Beef curtains.
The choice is up to you, my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, but dude, she was bad on the microphone. Like, oh, are you out here to scope Eli Drake? Maybe. Wow! Fucking insightful!
What?
No wonder they call you the smoke show, because you're in there and you fucking disappear, bitch.
And is this a return to TNA?
I don't know. Very angry.
Wait, what was that segment called?
I think that's what it was called.
No, Matt TNA.
Matt TNA.
No, dude, look, I get it. She's attractive. Everybody's trying to, like, fight for her services and whatnot. I don't know who the fuck it was. Was it Petey Williams trying to teach her the Canadian Destroyer?
Yes.
That was him? Didn't fucking look like him. That's why I wasn't sure.
Shaved his head, bro.
And wait, was he the one with the fucking Kevin Garifo truck driver?
Yes, he was with Trevor Lee.
That motherfucker, he goes with no shirt on purpose. He loves letting that fucking peach fuzz of his all over the place. Fucking gorilla chest over there.
That's it.
Holy fuck.
Can't get mad at him. I started wearing V-necks to let
seriously?
Oh yeah.
You're a fucking gorilla,
I look good,
dude. You're an animal.
I look good.
He fucking wears a V-neck to show his fucking titty chest hair, but he'll wear a fucking baseball cap and keep the fucking lion's mane under wraps.
That's it.
I don't understand you, Kev.
You know what the move is? The move is then you subtly remove the hat. So
oh,
they
and then you do like the fucking...
So they don't know what to expect. And then when they see it, they're like, whoa, the hair's amazing.
Holy shit. And then he takes his dick out. And
that's it.
Fucking hashtag me
and
too.
And then they all run away.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, he fucking unzips his pants, and the same mane of hair that's on his head just falls out of his fucking zipper.
If I didn't manscape, it totally would.
It's like a little gray on the right.
Yeah.
Jesus!
I have Matt Hardy on my balls.
Yes.
Well, whimsical testicles.
I call him Little Maxel. What the fuck was that? The werewolf?
This is Lord Lefty.
Lord Harry Brooke.
Lord Lefty. And
it's okay to laugh, man.
I'm laughing on the inside.
Jake Crist calling in the next few minutes.
Oh, yes.
Maybe he's taking a nap with Brian Kendrick.
Maybe something. Maybe he Kendricked us, dude.
Yeah, maybe they're taking a nap.
you think Jake Crist is sleeping on a mattress on a fucking random floor with no bed frame or anything?
Hey, is Brian Kendrick still in 205?
Yes.
Has he been doing anything? Or
yes.
Is he training, or is he like just like still wrestling?
I think he's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because I know he went to scout Bola with Regal, I think.
Nice. Good for him.
I think so.
Good for him.
Pretty sure he went with Regal or somebody, a group to scout some Bola.
Did you have any questions about Sue Young? I'm sorry.
No, I mean, who did she wrestle? What's her face?
Kira Hogan?
Kira Hogan. No, the match was okay, I thought it was okay. Just a little weird with the fucking casket shit.
Well, that's her thing, man.
That's
her gimmick.
Are you scratching your nuts? What are you
How far do you think his nuts go?
I don't know.
He's at his ankle.
He was like pile driving in like his crotchetal area. I didn't know what
he's literally scratching his ankle.
I was adjusting my socks. Jesus.
Dude, you were going up high and low for that one. I thought maybe the fucking dragon was poking his head. Holy
what
fuck.
What is wrong with
you? I don't know. I'm scratching the head of my dick. He's like scratching his ankle. Oh, Matt's
wow.
Got a fucking
holy
trouser snake
moly.
Over here.
Yeah, that's her gimmick, though. She puts people in the coffin, and then Allie vowed to never let anyone else get put in the coffin, which is why Allie freaked out after Kira Hogan got put in the coffin.
Is there anybody left to get put in the coffin?
You.
Allie.
That's it? This is what we're building to? Bound for
mean,
Glory?
That's it.
Wait, oh, no, because
they don't have a match at Bound for Glory.
Why?
Because it's Tessa against Taya. Tyra? How do you say her name?
Taya Valkyrie.
Taya Valkyrie?
Taya Valkyrie down sport. They're working in Australia at the Melbourne.
Yeah, Outback Jack.
In Queens, right?
In Melbourne, Queens.
Melbourne, Queens.
Queensland. Oi.
Jesus.
Oi.
Here, I got something for you since you're...
Oh, Murder Clown song? You know I love you, but I'm also a murderous clown.
I want to make you laugh. Jesus. And then I want to stab you.
I'm a murderous clown, and it kind of feels like I have to. I want to give you
randomly attack you. You changed my life when you saw me in the sewer. I may not be a pirate, no, may not be related, but I am a murderous clown and that just cannot be understated.
Now wait, is the Murderous Clown's a Mexican guy?
Sure.
He looks awful, like, he looks like truck driver tan.
I am a murderous clown and that just cannot be understated, baby.
A little light on the ending, but everything else was great.
Well, he repeated the last verse. That's what you call lazy writing, Kev.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't use the same joke twice in a show now, would you?
You would try to finish off on, like, a great punchline.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if he would have cut it there and he'd be like, ooh, I love you, want to kill you, yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah, want to attack you.
Yeah.
Tony Danza voice.
Everything up to the ending was, no, everything up to the ending was good.
It was great, and the ending was just, it just cut off.
He didn't stick the ending.
Yeah, he didn't stick the landing, if you will.
Yep.
Well, Impact ended with a six-man tag match. Phoenix, Pentagon Jr., and Brian Cage defeated Sami Callihan and Jake and Dave Crist.
By disqualification.
By DQ, which was a really weird ending to the show.
If they they should have just came out and brawled. What I thought was weird
I just threw up in my mouth.
Nice. I don't think the Mexican guys understood the ending because Sami Callihan got the team disqualified by shoving down the ref, and then Phoenix was still waiting for Pentagon to get thrown out before he came in. Like, he was still standing on the apron. It's like, nah, dude, match is over. Get in there and fight. Although Brian Cage, he's a fucking behemoth, dude. Did you see him flying and shit? Like, going,
it's
over.
Unbelievable.
The fucking suplex off the second rope. Hey, we got a phone call.
Joining us now on the Shining Wizards hotline, one member. What an ass.
You sound like a douche.
I'm the worst at the intro. He's a member of OVE. He'll be in the metropolitan area Sunday night for Impact's Bound for Glory. The one and only Jake Crist. How are you tonight, sir? Woo! Jake Crist.
Hello?
Ove.
Oh, no.
Mr. Crist.
Hello? Jake? Hello?
What'd you do, Tony?
Is this our end or is this his
no,
end?
No, he hung up. Probably.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know.
I'm not doing an intro again.
Yes, you are.
You have all the settings right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, man.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Now Tony's going to check the settings.
I'm just checking the settings. Everything should be okay.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, brother.
We're the kings. We're the kings.
Yeah, everything's fine.
All right, I wonder what happened. Fascinating.
All right, well,
don't know what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a great chat with Jake Crist. It was amazing.
He'll be calling
fantastic.
Back, hopefully.
Provided a lot of insight on his upcoming match with the Lucha Brothers and
Cage. And, hey, and this week...
Brian Cage, not Nick Cage.
We tested the audio before we started. Did we not?
I guess.
Matt, you were here. We tested the audio. Matt, you were here. We tested the audio.
Yeah, man. Right. I'm trying to reach out to this dude.
That's hello. Right. Welcome to Skype call testing
you
service.
That, right?
After the beep, please record a message.
Turn it off.
Afterwards,
no, I have to test it. I
want to
make sure the audio is working.
You.
Hello, can you... Skype lady!
All right.
All right. Look, we had to test it. What are we going to do? It is what it is.
What are you going to do? And this is why we need your support. Patreon.com.
Oh. Wait, Stephen Toe. /Wizards Podcast.
If you donate $1, that's it, $1. You're an executive producer.
Wow.
And you can help us.
You're the Eric Bischoff.
Fix these problems.
That's it.
We can maybe find a better service than Skype.
Yeah, they really fucked up Skype when they updated it last time. Like, no joke. Like, I've been on, like, the message boards, like, looking for answers on things. And, yeah, it's just been bad. Should I try calling them back? Maybe it'll work. Did you get in touch with him?
I sent him a message.
All right, let's try calling him.
All right, well, I got to pee.
Yeah, I got to
pee. Oh, you got to pee? Wait, we're taking a break now?
No.
All right, well,
let's go. We're not taking a break, but...
So hold your piss. Let's talk to Jake.
Matt can't hold his piss.
Don't call. That's rude, no?
Well, if we know it's him, we're calling him back,
well,
right?
I assume it was him.
Well, I
want to
make
anybody.
Sure our phone's working. All right, let's make a decision here, please. Can we get a decision from one of our producers, please?
Please tweet us at Wizards Podcast.
Can we just call him? Can we just call him?
No, he's going to call back, hopefully.
Did you hear back from him?
I didn't hear back from him. I'm going to take a piss. You know, you don't have to take a break.
All right, so if he calls back, I'll do an intro.
Yes. You know, it'd be really funny if that was Matt Taven calling. But
the good thing about Matt is that he does take really fast pees. So.
Wait a minute. I don't know if that was him. Because the date of this last call was, did we ever talk to Jake before?
No, Dave we talked to. Right? We never had Dave Christ on?
Well, then this wasn't Jake calling. All right, let's see who this is. Want to get an intro?
No. Who is it?
Shining Wizards.
Hi, this is Tara from Philly.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Jake Christ is on the line. Tara, Jake, what can we do for you?
I'd like to ask Jake Christ a question, please.
All right, shoot. Wait, no, Jake Christ is not on the line.
Jake Christ is not called in yet.
Yeah, we weren't expecting to take calls. We probably won't take calls, but if you leave us your question, if he does call in, we will ask him.
I know, and Tara, honestly, I do appreciate your call because now at least we know the phones are working.
Yes. Tara, what is your question for Jake, and we will ask it as soon as he calls in. Tara?
How does he mimic Jamie Callahan? And he's definitely the mini draw, but he needs to be dressed like Sammy in order to be like Sammy.
All right, Tara, that's not much of a question.
Well, my better question is, my question is.
No.
Why?
Keep going, Tara. Tara, keep going.
So my question is for Jake is, they should be Impact champions in because they're the most dominant force in Impact wrestling.
All right. So your question is, what basically do they think they need to do to become Impact Tag Team champions?
Again.
There you go. All right. Well, we will certainly ask Jake that question if and when he calls in. And Tara, we appreciate your support. Check out our Patreon.
I already own 2 t-shirts.
You do own 2 t-shirts. That's amazing. That's a great point. That's a very good point.
It's on Impact Front Row. It will be on Impact again next week.
That's right. And don't forget, coming up this week, October 12th, 20% off Pro Wrestling Tees. We have a new shirt up. You can go check that out as well.
I'll actually be at Bound for Glory in New York City representing OVE.
All right. Well, we will make sure that Jake hears that if and when he calls in. Tara, thank you so much for giving us.
I'm his number one fan.
Oh, okay. You're his number one fan?
She hung up.
All right.
Oh, I'm so upset. I got up and went to the restroom.
All right, here. No, because when you got up, I noticed the last call from this person was from last year, and I'm like, we never talked to Jake Christ. Why is this number coming up that they've called us before? And then, sure enough.
Are you sure we never had Dave on, Matt?
No, we've never had Dave on.
Why does his name, like, why is it so? Yeah, all right, you can give me this. I agree. Oh, you know what it was? It was the whole thing with, what was it, with KG?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We've never had any of the Chris Brothers on.
And apparently after today, we're still not going to have any of the Chris Brothers. Jake Christ calling in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, that's boy. Right. I hope he doesn't call the same time as Taven.
Do you want to do plugs?
Yes. I actually have a song I would like to play, too.
Wait, before
what if
you get
he calls
those?
In the middle of plugs?
Wait.
Then we stop the plugs.
We'll stop the plugs.
Oh, we're doing live plugs. Okay.
Yes.
Before we get to those plugs, you go, wait, do you have music queued up?
I have to type.
Type.
Oh, my
type,
God.
Type,
well,
type,
get music
type.
Queued up, dude. Jesus Christ on a cracker. What the fuck happened today? It's all these new producers. Thanks, Abigail.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and say we
thanks
just get
Tara
rid of
Tara call instead, Jesse
just,
Bowman.
Just get rid of Patreon because this is totally
no. We love
Patreon.
Patreon is
awesome.
They're keeping the wheels on the bus right now.
I'm
gonna do short plugs tonight. So though,
wait, before you do those plugs, back after this.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards.
If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron. If you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Brian Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
All right, it's time for plugs with Matt. All right. Does Matt have his music?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
I got this. There we go. I don't know why. This song's been stuck in my head all day. All
right, go for the plugs, baby.
All right, we're going to ask you to support those that support us. Make sure someone mans the board. If he caught, everyone's getting up. All right. We're going to talk about our friends over at WrestlePro. WrestlePROonline.com. Friday, October 19th at St. Pat's CYO Sports, 9511 4th Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Chris Avery Kuehling defends his WrestlePro championship against Falaba. Nikos Rikos defends the Silver Championship against Buster Jackson. Danny Moff, Craig Steele, Bear Bronson, Pat Buck, and more. WrestlePROonline.com for all your tickets. Creative Pro Wrestling, creativeprowrestling.com. Sunday, October 28th, Sunday Funday at Creative Pro Wrestling Academy, 95 Engineers Drive, Hicksville, New York. VSK takes on Alex Reynolds. Pat Buck takes on MJF, plus the Shook Crew and more. Get your tickets at creativeprowrestling.com. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com is your website. Saturday, October 27th, the CAN USA Classic 2018 at the Western Fair Agriplex, 845 Florence Street in London, Ontario, Canada. Allison Kay, Jessica Havoc, Josie Jody Threat, Casey Spinella, Veda Scott, Sue Young, Jordan Grace, Lufisto, Allie, Tessa Blanchard, and more. Canada vs. USA all-women's card. This is a show you don't want to miss. Get your tickets at smash-wrestling.com. House of Glory, HOGWrestling.net, hot off of the Extreme Wealth Warfare show. December 15th, they present their eighth year anniversary, the New York City Arena, 9112 144th Place, Jamaica, New York. As soon as we get some matches for you, we will announce them. Pro Wrestling Magic, WrestlingIsMagic.com, Creatures of the Night, this Saturday night, the Knights of Columbus in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Danny Moff takes on Sanchez for the vacated Pro Wrestling Magic Heavyweight Championship. Plus, MV Young, TJ Crawford, Billy Dixon, Ace Austin in a scramble match. Bear Bronson takes on DeMarcus Kane and more. Get your tickets at WrestlingIsMagic.com. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com. Their two-year anniversary show, October 20th, the Knights of Columbus in Richfield Park. Darius Carter takes on Jimmy Havoc. Matt McIntosh takes on Homicide. Brody King takes on Anthony Bowens. Plus, Dan Moff, Mr. Grimm, and more. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.com. This Friday night, the last battle of Hoboken, Sonny Kiss takes on Paul Jourdain. Smiley and Juba take on the Danger Sanctuary. Ronnie Big Bang Nicole takes on Kareem Mink, and so much more. Get your tickets at CapitalWrestling.com.
Weebly.
Wrestling Has It Tomorrow, WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com, November 18th, What 8 at the Fett Music Hall in Providence, Rhode Island. Already announced, AR Fox, Casey Navarro, the Ugly Ducklings, Main State Posse, and more. Limitless Wrestling, LimitlessWrestling.com. No Control, November 30th at the Portland Club, 156 State Street, Portland, Maine. Already announced, Darby Allin, Chris Statlander, Tom Lawler, LAX, MJF, JT Dunn, and Josh Briggs takes on Chris Dickinson. Get your tickets at LimitlessWrestling.com. The Wrestling Revolver, ProWrestlingRevolver.com. October 20th, Tales from the Ring in West Des Moines, Iowa. PCO takes on Walter. Marco Stunt is in action. JT Dunn, Jimmy Jacobs, and more. ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Innovative Pro, It Only Takes Three. Sunday, October 21st in Richfield Park, New Jersey. Nick Gage takes on JT Dunn. Danny Moff takes on Jimmy Havoc. Joe Gacy takes on Brody King, and much more. Rise Wrestling, RiseWrestling.com. As soon as we have information on their next event, we will announce that for you. Those are our plugs. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
And you know it.
Please be sure to support those that support us. Again, ShiningWizards.com is the website. Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. And as Kevin mentioned before, ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Big sale going on this weekend. Get the Shining Wizards shirts now, people.
That's it, baby.
Oh, my God.
Wait till the sale. Wait till whatever the 12th is. What is that?
Friday.
This is Friday. You ain't got no job.
Farley.
Get you high.
All right. So we blew through the plugs there. We're rocking. We are rolling. I don't know if Jay Chris is going to call in.
I'm going to go ahead and say negative, and I say we move on.
And we are moving on. We'll see if he responds. We still have Matt Taven at 8:30, so we have that going for us. Monday Night Raw last night.
Yes.
We see a little bit of fallout from the Super Showdown.
Are you ready?
Oh, man.
New DX shirts suck, by the way.
Yeah, they do. I thought it was cool to see DX in the ring. Shawn Michaels, Triple H, obviously taking on Kane the Undertaker at the Royal Crown Jewel.
All right, let me ask you this, guys. Did you expect them to do this? I mean, like, we're the biggest shows ever are usually obviously WrestleMania, right? And they usually build to WrestleMania. But now with this new deal with all these different countries, they're putting up like legit WrestleMania events that aren't WrestleMania.
Money.
Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, does this kind of like
do they have to go the extra mile now for WrestleMania because this Crown Jewel show is going to be like nuts?
Nah, because they've been looking to branch out and do WrestleMania twice a year anyway. That was like in the wheelhouse, so it is what it is. Yeah. The Saudi money is going to keep fucking with the booking for the next 10 years.
Yeah, but you're not fucking with the booking because you're taking four guys who don't have
a reoccurring
role. Yeah. They're not involved in it. It's just the four of them, and I'm okay with it. And you know what? I was against it. What?
No, your mic just sounds quiet all of a sudden.
Oh, I was against it at the beginning, but if we're going to see Undertaker and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, then this all falls in line with that. If they're going to do it one more time.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. You know, the match Saturday morning, Super Showdown, well beyond my expectations. And it had a big fight feel to it, and it was good. And I didn't mind Shawn Michaels being there or Kane. So the fact that they're going to present us with this tag match at the Crown Jewel, I'm okay with it.
Kane. Now, here's the thing about Kane. Kane is obviously, I consider he's a legend. But do you think the latter part of his career... Like, he's the one that just kind of seems out of place to me.
Yep, 100%.
Like, even though we all know what Kane has done, we all know how a big cog in the wheel he's been for WWE for a long time, and he's been a main eventer for a while, but he's the one that just does, like, I mean, I don't know who else.
No,
you can't
right.
substitute him with anybody, so, like, he's what they have.
Well, you could, but most of the guys that you could squeeze in there are retired. I could see Mankind getting in there
see,
with the
okay,
Undertaker.
That would be
Stone Cold would have been a perfect partner.
Yeah.
It would have been like the old school like Raw main event days, like you know, like Shawn and Triple H against the Undertaker and Stone Cold. You know what I'm saying?
It's just weird. I guess because Kane is, I guess is just still on such a good like relationship and he's still kind of there even though he's the mayor.
Dude, I was watching I was on a video rabbit hole today. And I came across the Un-Americans.
Oh, love the Un-Americans.
Defending the tag titles.
Against Hulk Hogan and Edge?
Hogan and The Rock.
Oh.
Yep. And Test kept interfering and fucking with
and then
The Rock.
Kane, they were about to... This
the,
is,
dude, the I'm crowd sorry. The crowd was fucking insane the entire time. When The Rock was getting beat up, they were cheering for him to get up. Hogan was jumping up and down on the apron, smacking the turnbuckles. He was threatening to punch the ref because the ref kept turning his back and missing the double and triple teams. It was Hogan gets the tag. Everybody lights up. Everything was great. Hogan hits the leg drop, and fucking Brock Lesnar comes in and clocks him and gives him the F5. But the crowd for the entire span was on their feet. You don't feel that anymore, you know?
No.
You just don't.
Not at all.
I didn't know where you were actually going with this, but the Un-Americans, Kane had like one of the biggest pops ever when they were about to, the Un-Americans were about to burn the American flag in a garbage can. I think it was against Hulk Hogan and The Rock, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. And then Kane comes out and makes his return and gets one of the biggest pops I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that was when the three of them teamed up.
Yeah, it was Hogan, Rock, and Kane.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and Kane had the little fucking voice box that he was doing the...
No, this is way after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is when they were about to burn the American flag. I forget who they may have...
I thought that was all part of that.
No, it's different. We're on two different things. The Un-Americans were Test, Lance Storm, Test, Lance Storm, Christian, and then William Regal even got
in there. Test, Lance Storm, Test.
But they were about to put the American flag in the garbage can, and I think it had to have been Hogan and Rock. I can't... Prince of Pro... Help me out. And then Kane came back and got one of the biggest ovations ever. So Kane's like a, he's not like a tard, you know
he's,
what I mean? Like
He's a big red retard. That's what he was.
Who called him that?
The Rock.
Yeah.
His,
the big red retard.
His accomplishments are up there with a lot of the other people. I mean, obviously, you're not a 14-time champion like Triple H,
yeah.
And you don't have the WrestleMania streak like The Undertaker, and you're not the showstopper like Shawn Michaels. He's a one-time ECW tag champion. ECW champion. He's a WCW tag champion. He's a world heavyweight champion, a WWF champion, a hardcore champion, IC champion twice, WWE tag team champions
RVD
two times.
Taker?
No, WWE tag team champion two times. WWF, WWE World Tag Team Champions nine times. He's the eighth Triple Crown champion. He's the third Grand Slam champion. And he won a Money in the Bank.
That's a pretty impressive record.
And the Money in the Bank, he cashed in the same night to beat Mysterio.
Yep.
That was actually when Kane was at his peak with that feud with Edge. That's when he was like, that was when the resurgence of Kane was really awesome.
But I get what you mean. You look at that match, and he's like the Brutus Beefcake of the Mega Maniacs versus Zeus and Macho Man.
Yeah.
You know?
It just doesn't.
I get it. If Mankind was his tag team partner, be cool as shit.
Don't get me wrong. It makes sense, and it's perfectly fine. I'm not like, I'm basically nitpicking at it. He just seems like, it's like, all right, Kane. And part of it might be the gear. I hate like the mask that he wears now. I would love him to go back to that first Kane mask where it's like it covers his entire face and his entire body is covered with his gear. And it's just or even like the second one that he had. This one, I hate those like weird little rubbery looking masks that he wears.
Yeah, it's like something goofy that you get like at Party City or one of these like pop-up Halloween stores.
I almost brought a Finn Balor mask today when I stopped at the Kmart on the way here just to wear
Why do you shop there? Didn't you spend twice as much for something the other day?
No, that was me.
Oh, that was
and
you?
And I didn't buy it, though.
Oh, I thought you bought it.
No, I was going to because I want the belts that are like, but I'm not like, Chris Jericho came with I think the Universal or Kevin Owens came with the Universal, and there were two belts in this pack. It's $50 for something I went on. It was the Festival of Friendship of Ringside Collectibles, whatever it was.
Was it Jericho and
Jericho
Kevin,
Kevin Owens?
Did it have the list and everything?
It had all that stuff.
All the gimmicks.
But it was $50 at Kmart. And then
now,
I went
are
on,
you sure? Did you scan it?
There's nowhere to scan it in this Kmart. This Kmart's a fucking joke. But they had more figures than I've ever remembered
seeing.
They're
all jokes.
Yeah, but
all the Kmart.
But
jokes.
I mean, there's not a lot of places to find toys anymore.
Oh, I understand.
Jeffrey's box is coming. Don't worry.
Jeffrey's box.
That's right.
That's what's being rebranded as
Jeffrey's. Yeah, Jeffrey's toy box.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Jeffrey's toy box.
Why wouldn't they just bring back Toys R Us?
Because it's going to be like a store within a store. You know how you go into Target and there's a Pizza Hut? It's going to be kind of like that.
It's like a Russian nesting doll.
Yes. Look, you take off the head, you see Jeffrey. That's all I got. That's
so,
it.
So, DX against whatever. It was cool. It was a good start to Monday Night Raw. Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley. Apparently, Kevin Owens is having minor knee surgery. That's why he lost the way he did, and he got his knee wrapped around the ring apron post whatever.
Were they going for double turn here?
I thought so.
Yo, Leo Rush is a talented motherfucker. He can fly. He can move. He's a great wrestler.
There's a butt coming.
That fucking Lashley. I wanted to stab him through the fucking television.
With your fist?
And it wasn't. How did Sandman describe it? It wasn't heat because they hate you. It's heat because you sucked.
It seemed like it was going for a double turn.
Can I say it? It was bad. Bobby Lashley's bad. This fucking Leo Rush shit is bad.
I don't think it's bad.
It's really bad, Kev. It's really bad.
See, I don't. It didn't come off well last night, but in the past, it's been good.
No, in the past, it's been okay. Not good, okay. Last night, pfft, terrible. Es terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Fucking awful. People are actually sympathetic for Kevin Owens, which is fucking insane.
I can dig a Kevin Owens baby face.
Nah, Kevin's got to be a heel all the time.
I am a heel.
Kevin's a dick.
They announced this WWE World Cup at the Crown Jewel.
Oh yeah, another fake belt that they're gonna give away. Is this one gonna have? Is this gonna be a cup with a palm tree on it too?
Featuring four members of Raw and four from SmackDown, and John Cena, who Michael Cole has dubbed the best in the world.
Well, there you go.
He does not have to qualify because of the accomplishments.
I didn't hear that. Boy.
No, yeah. That's what he said, didn't he?
Oof.
Just because I haven't played this in a while.
The Finn Balor stuff is depressing.
No. Depressing?
Oh, boy.
Finn Balor and Bayley is probably one of the greatest things I've seen in a long time.
God.
I dig that. I dig it, dude. Her with her fucking... Dude, when she smiles, she looks like less of a foot. Nothing?
Foot
Sorry,
teeth.
They're not all gems.
No, it's not that. It's just... And I made the mistake of watching New Japan Pro Wrestling, King of Pro Wrestling, before Monday Night Raw last night, so maybe I was a little jaded.
Ah, that's the word I was going to say.
But man, man, fucking Finn Balor was the leader of the Bullet Club. He won the first ever Universal Championship. Yep. Then he got hurt, and they ain't done dick with him since. And I get it. Not everybody can be on top, but you got to have something better for him.
I like him with Bailey, dude.
Ugh,
I
God.
Like it.
This is just some bullshit
when
shill
the two of them are doing
the stupid mixed match. I hate you. And I hit you in the head with this microphone.
I wish they would leave the wacky inflatable guys out when he comes out and does that shit too, because they look like they're
all right. That'd be, like, that'd be funny.
Because like
they all just go like this.
Yeah, like all dude. How great would that look? That's an awesome visual.
I mean, you can't really control them, but if you have like puppeteers from the top,
like yeah, just I don't, turn the air off and then you turn the air back on, they go up.
I don't like the like all inclusive Finn Balor, but I don't care. Like
wow,
like, him and Bailey, that's fine by me. I'm loving that shit. Mm. I love that shit.
Glad
you know
you
who else
are.
I still like, and she didn't get enough in this week? Alicia Fox.
Fox.
I have done a 180 on her, dude. She has put her shit together, and she's looking pretty good in the ring.
All right.
I'm just annoyed that she didn't get enough because Jinder My Balls fucking took on the whole match. And I also like that Bailey was getting involved because it's leading up to maybe one day somebody not taking her shit and a fucking guy just clocks her in the jaw. And that would be fucking hysterical.
Wait, you want to see a man punch a woman?
No, I want to see a woman get up, get her comeuppance for hitting the men. That's what I want to see. Mm. If you're going to be hitting the men, you got to be ready to get hit back. Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
In pro wrestling?
I mean,
no.
And now, yeah, kind of.
Pro wrestling? Dude, how fucking over would that be in 2019?
No, there's intergender wrestling, Kevin.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah,
Kevin,
not-
Kevin Owens.
Intergender wrestling doesn't have Mattel sponsorships.
Kevin Owens and Sasha Banks comes back, and they team up, and Kevin Owens just clocks her in the jaw. How fucking insanely heat would that be?
Yeah, but it's never going to
happen.
Kevin
Owens punched Bailey. Fucking inflatable arm-waving Bailey. Finn Balor, everybody's our friend Bailey. Come on, dude.
I get it, but I'm on...
And then
much...
you got Finn Balor and Kevin Owens. Bam, insta-feud.
You understand that's never going to happen.
I can dream, Kevin.
Okay.
I wouldn't say never.
Should we start announcing that Matt Taven's calling in?
No, don't say a word, because they're both going to call in at the same time.
Jake Crist calling at 8:30.
Stupid Skype won't let us do two at a time, right?
No, but Tara fucking calls in.
Tara broke the system.
Dan Russinello for fucking that one up.
They did a thing. No one's going to sign up for Patreon if you keep badmouthing.
No. They know it's all out of love, dude. Look, if they supported the show, they understand what the show's about, and they're fucking laughing
Fair
their
enough.
Balls or tits off.
They did. Elias came out, and he did a thing, and then the Bellas came out, and he came back from break, and he was gone.
Oh, fuck. You know what Elias did at Super Showdown? He was playing Thunderstruck.
That was awesome.
That was pretty fucking cool.
Yes, I appreciated that.
But fuck Elias again this week. Screw him. The but fucking fuck. Bellas came out.
So Nikki and Brie
fucking old fucking pudding face.
Nikki and Brie turned on Rousey after the match.
Good.
Whatever.
You specified the time zone with Jake, right? Where
yes.
does he live?
We covered this okay. 20 minutes ago, Kevin.
Oh, I don't remember.
And the game's not even on, man.
I know. I'm waiting for. The game wouldn't have been on 20 minutes ago either, so stop it.
Matt's crying. Oh my God! I think Matt just had an aneurysm.
I know. I don't remember hearing that line. Maybe was I possibly pissing?
No, you were sitting right there. I think you were staring into the eyes of the dragon and Skinner.
Listen, if that's what's gonna make you guys mad about this entire show
tonight,
I'm not
mad. I think it's fucking hysterical.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, so
we're talking about time zones.
So we're talking about punching women in the face.
Brie and Nikki turn. Here's
Pre-Bella.
My problem with Corey Graves. Right?
Oh he's like douche.
There's a
he's
lot
like,
of problems.
What a dastardly moment. How dare like and then Renee Young's like, oh, here comes Bailey, clap along, and he's like, I would never do that.
Oh, she stinks
like,
more than a bag of
listen,
dog shit.
Listen, Corey
dude.
Graves, you're either a fucking heel announcer or you're a face. You can't play the both and be like, what a dastardly move, and then like, why would I do that? I hate Bailey's happy go lucky attitude. Fucking pick whatever you're gonna be. You're terrible.
Yeah, he's weird with that because he trashes
he
a
does
lot.
It all the time.
He trashes Elias. Like all the time.
Yeah, you can't be a fan if you're a fucking if you're a commentator.
Fucking ass
you have to pick. You have to play it down the middle, or you have to pick a side and just go with it.
I've been saying like none of their. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, but I like the guys that just literally just stay neutral and are just like,
There's like, nothing wrong with that.
They rag on Byron Saxton all the time. Byron Saxton, I think, is probably better than... Because Corey Graves is out of the JBL learning tree where he just wants to sound smarter and just rag on people who he thinks...
I think they rag on Byron a lot because McMahon puts that in their head.
Probably.
Like, shit on that fucking guy.
But, like, Corey Graves... Like, there's not been a good commentator on Raw, like, play-by-play guy, probably since Lawler. And even Lawler fell off.
Well, Lawler's color. JR was
What did
always,
I say? What did I say? Play-by-play. Play-by-play. Oh, well, I meant color. Like, I hated Booker T. I hated JBL. Taz was awesome.
Taz and Cole were actually a solid team.
Stryker I liked, but then Stryker even got, like, a little too smart for my liking. Corey Graves, I don't like. Nigel, I love.
Nigel.
Right.
Please listen to Nigel's show. Please.
That's right. That's still on the network.
I'm asking.
So Baron Corbin decides he's going to have a battle royal to see who can get into this cup gimmick.
Oh, I love this.
You know what? I was okay with Baron Corbin yesterday.
All right. So he puts these 9 jobbers in the ring, which is pretty entertaining.
It was funny.
And then
what was the guy from Mexico? El Hombre Sin Nombre?
I don't know what
the man without a name.
Long story short,
that's Brutus Beefcake.
Conquistador. One dude is a conquistador. He slides outside the ring.
I wonder why he was strutting.
And at first I couldn't place him, but then the camera went and took a shot of him, and I noticed his eyes. And I was like, oh, it's Kurt Angle. So that's what they're gonna do here.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's weird. I have like a weird thing for people's eyes.
Right.
It's creepy. Yes.
Yep.
So Corbin eliminates everybody, and he doesn't know why the bell's not ringing. And then here comes the Conquistador, and he hits a couple German suplexes and eliminates him. And then he struggles to take the mask off, and Kurt Angle is back. So now Kurt Angle will join John Cena representing Raw in the World Cup of whatever.
You know what that means? The Prince wanted Kurt Angle in the tournament.
That's it.
That's what that means.
Because he's the Prince.
Did you see on Facebook somebody had a picture of Kurt Angle at the Waffle House like 30 minutes later? Sitting by himself, checking his phone, waiting for his pancakes.
So what?
What's the man supposed to do?
I thought it was hilarious. Somebody's like, Kurt couldn't wait to get the fuck out of Dodge and go to Waffle House.
Can you blame him?
Everyone goes to Waffle House.
Well, that's why he was like a wink and a nod. He's like, I'm still on vacation, playing into the gimmick. Why
that's
stick around?
Well, he told Charlie Caruso that, too.
Charlie Caruso. You know what? I'm all out with Renee Young. She's fucking annoying. She just jumps in with the most mindless comments about every fucking thing. And I don't like that they play up the fact like, well, you know about Dean. What can you tell us about him?
That's a Corey Graves line.
Oh, fuck him.
He's the worst.
I specifically remember that line. And the line was like, Renee, you're closer than Dean than just about anybody.
Yeah.
What do you think? And I think they played that off pretty well.
It's just dumb. It's just dumb. It's dumb, dude. Don't laugh. It's dumb.
I like your reaction. I think it's hysterical.
You don't think it's dumb?
I never said that. I just like your reaction.
I got to give Renee a little more time before I fully make a decision.
Nah, I'm done. She turned down our boy Dave Powers, so.
Wait,
can
what?
You blame her?
Wait, you didn't hear that story?
You know, Dave saw her in the park and, like, asked her out like,
yeah,
2 years
Brian
ago?
Brian Park, yeah.
And she I said, did not hear this
She
story.
Said she was engaged. Little did we know, she was engaged to...
Dave Powers know that that was Renee Young?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. He's like, I went for it. I'm like, good for you, bro. Good for you. He sacked up and he went for it.
All right. Hold on. Paint the picture for me.
What do you mean? Dave was at the fucking
park. Dave was
park
at Brian
Park.
Was she, like, running or was she just sitting? Was she?
Yeah, she was running from Dave.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend!
I don't know Brian Park, so I don't know if she was, like, is it a jogging park? Was she just sitting reading? Was it,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it's, like, one of those kind of parks. It's in the middle of Manhattan on 42nd Street. You should know it.
Oh, I do know Brian Park.
Yeah.
It's where all the gay guys go.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, Dave was there looking...
I don't fucking know.
Dave was there scoping out the young men.
Mega.
Kevin's going to take an Uber there later.
Take an Uber fucking home to watch this fucking Yankee game, which Tony still hasn't put on for me.
Hey, we're waiting for a call from Jake Chris. He's calling at 8:30.
Jesus Christ. I'm not doing the intro.
I'll do the intro.
Oh, yes, you are.
For whoever calls, I'm not doing the intro.
You booked the guest.
Yeah, but I'm not having another fucking Dan Severn moment, man. That really...
Just
oh,
answer
man.
Go, who dis?
What am I, Drew Brees?
Who dat?
Who dat?
All right, so yes, Ember Moon beat Nia Jax via countout.
I was okay with that. Fuck Nia Jax.
And then they thought they're like, Jax was going to attack her, and then they hugged, so whatever.
I like how Ember Moon's got a little bit of like that muscular kind of tummy, and she shows it off. Fucking bravo for her.
Kevin choked. I got him.
He just corpsed Kevin. muscular tummy. Does Trish Stratish, does she
Trash Stratish. I had a radish with my Stratish.
Does Trish, she looks plastic.
Oh, yeah. She's had tons of work done.
Like, her face looks bad.
That's why they made it a tag match.
Because her face looks
yeah,
bad?
Yeah, she might get popped.
This was a terrible segment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it kind of was.
I'm sorry.
Like, what's the deal making it a tag match now? They took the two singles matches.
Because probably Trish and Lita don't want to go.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Ric Flair also doesn't want to go to
She was ready to do a moonsault, and I was like, oh, no, she's going to break
And maybe
the
they don't
want to
pin Alexa. They want to pin Mickie James, so it makes Alexa look strong for whatever they decide to do after Revolution.
That's good. Alexa's my favorite. She's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's also probably to get more star power on the show because...
Yeah, but those matches were already booked. Like, I don't understand why putting them together. Maybe they're booking another match that's going to take more time. I don't know.
That is true because they announced...
Oh, wait a second. Lita and Mickie James was already scheduled, right?
So,
Yes.
They
so
was, them right. together.
I forgot
so
about
was
that.
Trish
yeah.
and Alexa. Yeah. And Nikki against Ronda was announced like a month ago. And then during the Super Showdown, they made it seem like they didn't know who Ronda was going to defend the title against.
Yeah, they took it away. You're right.
But then they gave it back to her.
No, because now it's going to be the Brie Bella, or Nikki Bella.
Yeah, it was Nikki originally.
Yeah, it was always going to be.
Oh, wait, you said Mickey. I thought you said Mickey originally.
No, I said Nikki.
Ah,
no,
my
if I was
bad.
Mickey, I said, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. That's you're so it. Fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
The original roast beef sandwich.
You're worst.
I'm not, dude. That was the gimmick with her. She was a... They used to call
no,
her...
No, it wasn't a roast beef sandwich.
They used to call her Centaur. They said she had
They called her Piggy James.
No, before that. She was known as the Centaur. That's an old fucking, like, nickname for her.
In WWE?
No, like, in the fucking... In the IWC. Wait, you're leaving? Fucking Matt Taven's calling in.
Jay Chris.
Matt, I told you, I'm not doing the intro.
Tara's coming. Tara's calling. What am I going to say if he calls in?
You better hurry up, dude. You better piss your pants, bro.
That's right. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Hey, Matt. Matt's in the bathroom, Matt.
He's
so,
the one with the questions.
Yeah, he knows everything, Matt. He's got a purple belt.
Yeah, he showed up at the end of that pay-per-view, and he pulled his own championship belt out. It was purple version of the Ring of Honor World
You see
championship?
The television? Wait, he's not the world champion.
No, he's
is
not
he?
A champion. He just brought his own belt out.
Is it the FTW belt?
Kind of. I mean, that's,
you could call this the Pittsburgh
that's,
belt.
That's a parallel, or it's like when Shawn Michaels brought in the other Intercontinental belt after Razor Ramon had won it.
Hey, yo.
So that's. I mean, what's that? It's a conspiracy.
Hurry up and take your piss. Nobody can hear you off mic.
Nah, it's fine, off. But he still knows more than we do on mic.
Oh, we got a phone call. Matt Taven's calling in.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline. You guys know who he is. We don't have to make too big of an intro, but he's the man. He is one third of the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Taven. Matt, how are you?
Woo!
I believe there's one thing you were missing there. The Ring of Honor World Champion. Go ahead. Do it one more time for me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline, he is the Ring of Honor World Champion, but you already knew that, and he is one third of the kingdom. Guys, it is Matt Taven.
Woo!
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Let's go with take two, definitely.
Yeah, we should do that. Too bad we're live.
Kevin's been drinking. It's okay.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has been.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to deal with us Melvins.
Someone's got to do it.
I guess
a good point.
The intro, people have questions. Ring of Honor World Champion. Those who haven't seen Death Before Dishonor or who are behind on the Ring of Honor.
Stupid idiots.
Would assume Jay Lethal is still the world champion. But you had something else to say. And let me tell you, that belt is gorgeous.
I mean, if anyone's been watching the product, they would know that Jay Lethal hasn't held the title in years. The man who beat Dalton Castle right in the middle of the ring is Matt Taven.
It's a very good point. It's a very, very good point.
Now, is this
to me, it's just I did a little sabbatical in Mexico. I came back and took my rightful place on the throne.
That sabbatical in Mexico, though, it did cost you your beautiful hair.
I wanted a haircut.
That's right.
All right, fair enough.
So did that haircut kind of like kind of inspire you to like to come back and with this, like, you were like, that was a pretty vicious assault that you guys laid down. Was it the new look? Was it some sort of all whole new inspiration for you, or was this something that you kind of had in the back of your mind the entire time?
Well, I think just anytime you have time away from a situation, you get to look at things from, you know, 10,000 feet. You can kind of see the big picture of what has happened to not just me, but to the kingdom as well. You know, never real truly losing the 6-man belts, but Ring of Honor just seems to, I don't know, forget about that or not address that. And it's just, you know, you can only poke the bears for so long before you got to do something about it, and that Grizzly's going to wake up and attack.
Absolutely. And
those 6-man belts, not very pretty. I remember.
Oh my god!
I don't like the way they look. I'm sorry. All the other belts Ring of Honor has.
Did you like the old ones?
Are they new?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I like the original 6-man belts a little bit more. I would agree with you there.
Absolutely. So plans right now. The kingdom is back. You obviously are in a, and I think I just saw that in Baltimore, your cohorts TKO Ryan and Vinny will be taking on Flip Gordon and Jay Lethal. Do you plan on
Flip Gordon and Kenny King, but we won't tell anyone.
That's
about
right,
that.
Kenny King. That's right. That's right. Yeah, let's not pretend that was a thing. do you plan on getting involved in that, or are you just gonna let your boys take care of it?
I mean, they don't really need my help, but you know, it's irregardless where there is a Ring of Honor show from here on out, the champion needs to be represented. So I will be in Baltimore, one way or the other. But you know, you will see the kingdom in action as far as TK and Vinny, and you know, as far as me, I like to leave it up for a surprise. I like to keep people on their toes, keep people guessing. So I'll be there. You just have to wait and see what I do.
And it seems like you've been everywhere. Friday night, CMLL's Grand Prix.
Yes.
Matt Taven going down there. You're leading the squad. Your squad did win. Tell us a little bit about your time with CMLL and if you'll be returning since you were on the winning Grand Prix team. Excuse me.
Well, I've been going down to CMLL for the last, 2.5 years now, almost three. It's just been... It was the first place I came back from injury. I mean, after, you know, having two major surgeries on my knee, the first place I wrestled was in the heart of Mexico City. So it's got this this special place in my heart. And as far as me being a wrestling fan since I was a kid, I've always looked at Arena Mexico as a place that everyone who wants to truly call themselves a wrestler needs to at least be there once. And I went in there with the mentality of, you know, I'm coming back from injury with something to prove, and I also want to learn this new style and show everyone I can do that and be awesome at that as well. And, you know, obviously something went well because I've been coming back ever since. And the headline, their biggest show of the year as a foreigner, is almost unheard of. But, you know, that's something that I set forth as having a immense amount of pride in. And the fact that I scream, I'm Matt Taven at the end of, or at every chance I get, because I believe that, you know, I belong in all these spots. And to headline the biggest show of the year for CMLL is just another notch on the belt and something I'm very proud of. But to go down for the Grand Prix for the second year in a row is something you really got to experience as well, with the pomp and circumstance of the Grand Prix. It's something that's really special. Being down in Arena Mexico, and you know, if you're a true wrestling fan, making a pilgrimage to Mexico City once to see a show on a Friday night there is almost a must. But for me, I plan on coming back, and I feel like I've really created something special in Mexico, and it's not something I'm ready to walk away from.
It's definitely something that you should be proud of. You mentioned Arena Mexico is a place where you would recommend, or you would hope that if you ever wanted to be a major pro wrestler, that's where you would work. Are there any other buildings like that to you that you've worked and you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm here, or like I want to work there?
I mean, there's a major one coming up very shortly. So, you know, Madison Square Garden being a place that there's like, you know, for wrestling fans, you kind of look at this triangle of Mexico, Japan, and the United States, and Madison Square Garden is obviously like the spot for wrestling fans growing up in the time that I did. You can just think of that roof and a bunch of different pay-per-views that you probably watched growing up comes to mind. So for Ring of Honor and New Japan to walk in that building, that's a big check off the places that I always wanted to go to. But Arena Mexico, obviously, Sumo Hall in Japan was a big spot that I was very proud to work in. But I still haven't worked in the Tokyo Dome, which is still on the list of accomplishments ahead for Matt Taven.
Now, you are also, I don't know if many people know this, you're also the NWA World Historic Welterweight Champion. Are you done with Voldar Jr. in CMLL, or are we going to see more of you being a thorn in his side?
I mean, I don't think I'll ever be done between me and Voldar Jr. I felt like I was put in this position that I didn't really want to be in, and going into the anniversary show, and I feel like that's all Voldar's fault, because I was down there for that belt, and I thought it was going to be a title match, and then all of a sudden, here we are in a hair match. I'm all of a sudden in a feud that him and Roosh had, previously, it got just kind of to this point where I was like, Voldar Jr., he's not Matt Taven, and I had to let everyone know that. So I think things are far from over between me and Voldar, but, if you want to see some classic matches in Arena Mexico, you can go back to the beginning of the summer, and that was one of the best matches that I think I've had in my whole time in Mexico.
That's awesome. And you touched on New Japan and Ring of Honor, and when I asked you that question previously, it totally slipped my mind. I don't know how that they will be running their WrestleMania weekend, and clearly you probably will be a pivotal part of that show. I mean, what is that like? We know we just talked about it, but like, what does that honestly mean? Like there's a possibility, and a really good possibility that, like, wow, Madison Square Garden, like, this is like, we're New Jersey guys, but we're a stone's throw from New York. We're literally a 20-minute train ride to the city. We go right to Madison Square Garden. So we've grown up going to shows there all the time. So just like, elaborate a little bit more on what that possibly could mean for you.
I mean, it's huge. It's like, I'm a Boston guy as well, and I think anyone in the Northeast can think of like those classic buildings where you always would see wrestling come from: Madison Square Garden, the Boston Garden, Philadelphia Spectrum. And for me as a kid, like when I think of myself as like a wrestling fan as a kid, one of my first memories that pops in my head is like Bret Hart winning the title at WrestleMania in Madison Square Garden. Just the setup of that building and the major things that have happened there. It's like, it's something that you probably, as a wrestler in the moment, and like how I am now, it's like you're moving forward to that moment and trying to secure the best spot going into that building. And it's probably not something that I'll really be able to sit back and enjoy until years later. But I always know something is truly big and really kind of getting out there when all my, friends and family that, aren't the biggest wrestling fans, but will obviously hear big news start texting me, oh my God, the Garden? Oh, you're wrestling in the Garden? And it's like, oh man, this is happening, huh? So for me, being a lifelong wrestling fan, it's a huge event. But for Ring of Honor in general, and obviously me being a part of Ring of Honor, it's a huge step in the right direction, and getting out there more and showing people that we're a major part of this wrestling boom that we're experiencing.
And that's a great point because for the longest time, Madison Square Garden has been associated with WWE, and everyone says, like, what's their WrestleMania moment? This, for you guys, I have to imagine, will be your WrestleMania moment. And I know that I'm not trying to say that you'll never have a WrestleMania moment, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, to me, seems like this is, like, your guys' chance to, like, say, like if I never have my WrestleMania moment, I have this, and that's perfectly fine with me. Thoughts on that?
I mean, it's definitely... for us, a moment in time that we'll will remember. I mean, 20,000 people in Madison Square Garden, it's tough to top that, no matter who, where, when, or what you're doing in wrestling. So I know everyone's going into it excited and ready to really put their best foot forward. And we know that the audience is going to be bigger than ever, and we got to show everyone what they've been missing if they haven't already figured out that Ring of Honor is the best wrestling on the planet. So, you know, it's definitely a big highlighted date on the calendar, but I'm pretty confident that we're there for a reason. We're going to show it worldwide.
Well, I'm super excited for it. We have our tickets. We're going to be there. And for somebody who's seen you, you know, work beyond wrestling at the VFW halls in Bridgewater, Massachusetts, in front of like 30 people, like to see you get the chance to be on the grand stage. Like I say it every time I see you wrestle, and I tweet it out from our account. Like I think you and Adam Page are like the future of Ring of Honor. Like you guys are so goddamn good. Like, you can carry that company into the future. Like, I'm such a big Matt Taven fan. I can't even begin to tell you.
He's marking out.
I am marking.
He's melvining out.
Well, a little bit. I'll never get sick of a guy hearing a guy that gets it. So, you know, you can keep going as long as you want. I'd rather you be a man that's so smart, so intelligent like you are than those out there that, you know, are blinded by hatred and jealousy.
You don't know what you started just by topping them off like that. It's unbelievable. I just did want to comment, and I'm very impressed. It's not a question, but you get it. You get what Madison Square Garden means, what it meant to the business of wrestling, and I think that's something that, fortunately for groups like Ring of Honor, you know, New Japan, other promotions, you have that opportunity now to bust down that door and get in there. Because, you know, like, I don't understand how, like, after 50, 60 years of tradition, you know, an organization like WWE just kind of lets the garden fall by the wayside for, like, you know, the new, the shiny, something, you know, like something different in Brooklyn. Whereas everybody still, like, you know, from our generations, still looks at the garden as, like, you know, the centerpiece of wrestling, no matter where you are really in the world. And kudos to you guys for,
agree.
You know, keeping that.
Go ahead. I completely agree. Even when we're at the Hammerstein, you know, there's like all the little convenience stores and stuff. And I kind of make it an excuse to go outside and just kind of see the garden. You know, it's a place that whether, you know, you're seeing the Knicks or the Rangers in there, it's just like as soon as you see that building, it's iconic. And, you know, to get in there and for me personally, to get in that ring and look up at that roof, is definitely going to be a moment in time that I'll cherish forever.
Well, Matt, we cherished
our
time with you
there
tonight.
You go.
I know
Beautiful.
you're a very busy man. I'm sure you have tons of interviews and stuff because you are the Ring of Honor World Champion.
That's a good point.
And we recognize, and that, like
Thank
I said,
you.
That belt is beautiful. I love the purple the purple strap. It looks amazing. If you guys want to follow Matt, hit him up at Matt Taven on the Twitter machine. He's doing great things. The Kingdom is amazing. Tell Vinny to give you your shirt. I sent Vinny a bunch of T-shirts for you.
You know what I mean? He's kayfabing us on it. I'll have to get him to cough up the goods.
He's got them under. They're under the ring with all the balloons.
I know it's hard to get a hold of that guy.
Ooh, that'd be great if we could have a shirt over a balloon when he releases it. Once.
A waste of a shirt. No. I'd rather see a shirt on Matt Taven, Ring of Honor.
That's
champion.
A good point. That's
Absolutely,
good point.
Matt. It's been a pleasure. Anything you want to leave us with before we let you go, brother?
No, I mean, you covered it all. If you can spell my last name, which you should be able to unless you're a complete Melvin, T-A-V-E-N. You can find me at any spot, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pro Wrestling Tees, YouTube. So search me out, and it's been a pleasure.
As always.
Matt, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night, friend.
Thank you.
All right. Matt Taven from the Kingdom. He was awesome. I had to take a phone call in the middle of that. This has been like the most clusterfuck show that we've ever done.
Well, here's the problem. It's our first show after going out on Patreon. We had two guests booked, one of which that we were trying to wait for, and just, you know, things happen. And I don't know.
And I didn't have a whole lot, like, I guess that's on me, I guess. But I tried to ask questions and I was stuttering over.
And stupid
questions.
Me, I forgot the original six-man belts, what they look like. That's why I kind of lost my train of thought.
Yeah,
there for
it was
a
tough. It was tough. Because
those new ones are just dog shit. They look like somebody put stencils on like a piece of tin. I don't like the new ones. The old ones were just okay.
Weren't they smaller plates?
And they had like a little, like a V kind of at the bottom. Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. They're all goofy. I don't know why you can't make decent six-man belts.
I don't know why you can't make decent belts at all anymore.
Nah.
Shouldn't be that hard to make good belts.
I do like Impact's belts. I like those
I like Impact's belts.
I like them a lot.
Because it costs money. That's why some people don't want to spend a lot of money on a prop.
Yeah. That's what happens.
I mean...
No, I think Ring of Honor...
Ring of Honor and Impact should be able to... I mean,
but the Ring of Honor six-man is just a terrible design. I don't think it's not that
that's what it is. So
money.
It's basically someone's creative... It's someone's brain that says this is okay.
Yeah, and then it's like...
And then it's the, like, what is this person thinking?
It's the wrong person.
I wonder if it's Carrie. I wonder if Carrie Silken is choosing the belts.
You don't like these ones,
they're
right?
Just too many... They look like somebody just stenciled them, you know? Like,
well, you remember the Global Force belts when they brought those in? And there was just so much going on, and you couldn't.
Yeah.
And you just couldn't. And they were green, and they were just like.
I did like how the tag belts had the logo on one side, and then the other one had the logo on the other. So they were just like a little off from each other.
So you would hate this one? Is this what they have now?
I hate. No, that one I like better than the new ones, and not by much. Those were just. Yeah, those are.
Here's the thing, though. In the history of professional wrestling,
you gotta
everyone's
have
trying to have something different. Like, you got to have a different... Like, we talked about it last week. The ECW TV title was essentially the Winged Eagle.
Well, the tag belts were the fucking IC belt.
Right.
Yep.
Because those were designs owned by, like, Reggie Parks and the guys that came up with
Reggie!
They could sell them to whoever they want. Hey, if you join us on Patreon...
That's right.
Well, you got to finish Raw, bro.
We got, like, 10 minutes,
I know we
get
got
10
minutes,
questions
but there's only...
Before
there's
we go
two
off.
Matches we need to talk about.
Oh, boy.
Bobby Roode and Chad Gable beat The Ascension. All right. This is a thing. This is a thing now.
Here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
I didn't hate this.
That's coming around.
As much. Chad Gable is just so goofy that it just kind of made me like, all right, it's funny. I wish they would use Bobby Roode better, but I accept it now.
All right.
All right.
But I don't like it.
Did you like AOP just fucking running?
Oh, I loved that.
That was awesome.
They fucking took out Connor within like a second. Just
I love that they
barreled
just,
over him.
That they killed everybody. Loved it.
Victor needs to eat a couple steaks. Victor looks like Aiden English with a fucking bad haircut.
I think we said...
No, Kevin said Connor is going to be a huge...
I think Connor's got potential if they do something with him.
Well, it's about time. They've been on the main roster, what, like 4 years
but
now?
But like they got to split them up. I think I said put Victor on 205 Live and put Connor in a major spot. Well, repackage him, do whatever you got to do. Because he's got everything that they want. The size, he's got the look. I think he's got the talent.
There was a Paul Heyman promo. Whatever.
Wow.
Whatever. And then the main event was awesome. Strowman, Ziggles, and McIntyre beat the Shield.
Claymore.
Strowman fucking talking to Dolph Ziggler.
Good thing.
Practically called him a piece of shit in the middle of the ring.
That's how you take care of business, you dummy.
So that was a great match. That and DX at the beginning, great bookends. All the rest inside I thought was dog shit, personally.
I like the Bella's turn.
All right, fair enough. All right, Tony, you can get to... these super important questions.
Shut up. These people are fucking supporting us.
I understand. I really wanted to talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling's King of Pro Wrestling. Maybe we could do it like a bonus, like 5 minutes. I just want to go over some things.
Oh, Jesus.
Just always a couple things. Me and Kevin watched it. Hit us with these Patreon questions. Again, patreon.com/wizardspodcast.
Come to Brown Bear tomorrow before we record Dumbfellows. We could maybe do an extra show talking about New Japan.
That'll mess up the whole.
Mess up our.
Mess up the whole thing.
Do a dinner time. Do a call time.
Still an episode.
No, dinner time is his own entity.
No, there is no. Dinner
it
time.
Is.
Ask
otherwise,
the question.
We would have passed 400 already.
Ask
Kathy
the question.
Hummer asked us if you could have any wrestler on your podcast that you haven't had on, who would it be and why? Kevin.
I mean,
just one.
I love you, Hummer. We've talked about this for 7 years.
It's okay.
Why would you shit on her question?
I love it. I'm not sitting on her question.
You said I love you, Hummer. We've been talking about this.
The answer is obvious to me. It's Bret Hart.
Matt, is that your answer?
No.
Who do you? Who?
No.
Who do you? Who do you?
If we were, honestly, and it would probably be, you guys would hate it because I would not hold back. And this
Brian
person,
Pillman Jr.?
This person would hang up Bobby, Sabu.
Bobby, Sonny.
Oh, Sabu?
Sabu.
Really?
I would want to talk to Sabu and just call him a piece of shit on the phone so he could hang up on me.
That's what Twitter's for.
No,
it would
not
be really funny if he didn't hang up and he stood on the line.
That'd be even better because I think he's a dick on Twitter, man. He doesn't need to be a dick. He's a dick to everybody. He told me to kill myself. Fucking asshole.
You would know, I would think you would want Lashley on so you could talk shit to him.
Ooh,
no, me
one.
And Lashley are face to face.
Ooh.
No phone can stop that from happening.
Lashley. Lashley.
Till the day I die. What about you, Dare Fuzzy?
Hogan. 100% I would want Hulk Hogan on the show.
All right. I like that.
100%. 100%. If Bruno was still around, he would have been number one, but
oh,
definitely
right,
Hogan.
Died.
We got a zombie Bruno somewhere over there.
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
I don't know how to do his accent. I can't even do
call 1-900-HOT-BRUNO. Blah.
Oh, you know, because...
Blah.
I snorted.
All right. What was our other...
I got to scroll up to Mr. What are we calling him? Crutcho?
Kratzo?
Kratzo. There we go.
Kratzo Marks?
Kratzo. Hey, guys. If you had an in-ring career...
You had to read that part?
Yes, I did. Hey, guys! If you had an in-ring career, what would your name and your gimmick be? And he says that if I didn't go with the experiment all the way, if I had another gimmick in mind, to go with another gimmick. Glimmick. Matt?
Oh, man, I would be... And I've thought about this before. I'd be the American Psycho. And I would come out to the Misfits American Psycho. I would fucking bick my head. And I would just be a crazy person.
Kind of like the Maniac was.
Yeah, exactly like the Maniac was. But now I have a theme song, American Psycho.
That's pretty cool.
By the Misfits.
Kev?
I don't know. I have a joke where I call myself the Milkman, and my finishing move is impregnating wrestlers' housewives.
Ew.
I mean, that could be a good gimmick.
But I think there already was a Milkman. Someone brought that to my
Jake
attention.
Yeah, Jake Milliman.
Jake
He's the guy that won the very last match in the Team Challenge series in the AWA that won for Zabisco's something or others. Was it Zabisco's team? You don't remember the fucking team match challenge in the AWA? Oh, you got some research to do this
weekend.
No,
I do. That's what I'm saying. That's where the person brought it up to me on Twitter. I made a tweet about it and someone brought it up.
I thought the experiment was a great gimmick. I didn't really have a chance to, like, flesh it out because I became a member of the Army of Darkness rather quickly.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, all right.
I had a great entrance song. It was the Small Hours cover by Metallica, which is fucking really creepy and boorish, like for walking out to.
Wow.
Which I really liked.
Well, my manager gimmick was Kevin Stokes when I did the thing with Kodiak Bear and Snuka. But my when I created myself in, like, SmackDown, my name was Kevin Kyle, so I was basically like a white meat baby face, like high flyer. Kevin.
I would have took a run with Johnny Scumbani.
Of course you would.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Jake Milliman.
My theme song, for those of you who don't know about my Johnny Scumbani alter ego, was,
pull it up, Matt.
Was FYITA by the Out Here Brothers.
The Out Here
Brothers. Oh, no. Are we closing the show with that?
No.
Are you looking it up? Where you have to spell it out?
Spell it out.
Well, we do have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast.
That's right.
Go over there.
Cheap plugs.
I haven't heard this song in fucking years.
Johnny Scumbani.
Just picture my fat ass dancing to the fucking mats in the backyard to this fucking thing.
It's terrible.
I love this song.
That's catchy. Skinner just fell doo-doo over.
Bump, ba-dum, bump, bump, ba-dum, bump, bump. All right, enough of that.
I can't believe Jake Chris no-sold us.
You know what? Maybe something came up.
I hope not. I hope he's okay.
All right, you want to start doing New Japan real quick? Maybe
real,
we can get it in?
Just real fast before we go off the rant. New Japan Pro Wrestling, they did King of Pro Wrestling. Another excellent show on behalf of New Japan Pro Wrestling. They furthered a ton of storyline involving Kushida, Marty Scurll, Tanahashi and Jay White. Chris Jericho showed up.
That's right.
Saw that.
It was pretty cool. Just a couple things. The IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champion was retained by El Desperado and Kanemura. They beat Jushin Thunder Liger and Tiger Mask. A lot of tag matches. Juice Robinson lost again to Togi Makabe and Hanoma.
He ain't got the juice.
Tama Tonga, Tonga Leo, Bad Luck Fale, and Ishimori beat the Bucks, Chase Owens, and Hangman Page. So the OGs are really turning it on in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Chaos beat Suzuki-Gun, Goto, Ospreay, and Ishii. Got a well-needed win. Ospreay got the win.
That move is sick, his finisher.
Yeah, so Suzuki, Tachi, and Takahashi Iizuka.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Naito, LIJ, they debuted a six member.
Shinjo.
Yes, you would know him from Dragon Gate USA and Dragon Gate. He was in Ring of Honor too. Shinjo. So that was pretty huge.
Shinjo or Shingo? Shinjo, right?
It's Shinjo.
Yeah.
They beat Okada, Yano, Sho, and Yo.
Show, yo.
Show, yo.
Yo, show.
No show, yo.
No show, yo.
Zack Sabre Jr. and Evil never started because Evil made his entrance with the Druids, and one of them turned out to be Jericho. Beat the piss out of Evil.
There you go.
I still loved what they did with Sabre afterwards, though. I love Zack Sabre not giving a shit and beating up the referees and taking them out. I never seen Zack Sabre as like a fucking... dick.
Oh, he's a badass heel over there.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor Jericho might be showing up at Ring of Honor this weekend.
No, I heard Impact.
Oh, Impact. That was it. Not Ring of Honor. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Impact.
Oh, can we do Bound for Glory predictions too?
Sure.
Real fast. I'm going as fast as I can. Don't worry. Gotcha. We're going to go off the rant, and the rest of this is going to be podcast form. Kushida beat Marty Scurll to win the vacant. The vacant.
Vacant.
The vacant title. Put it with the TV tits. Vacating.
Kushida defeated Marty Scurll to win the vacant IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. His
sixth.
Thank you, Kevin. Awesome match. Marty Scurll is unbelievable talent. So is Kushida. So that was cool.
Tanahashi defeated Switchblade Jay White to retain his Tokyo Dome IWGP Heavyweight Championship challenge.
This was my first time actually watching a Jay White. Deal.
I fucking love Jay White.
His tights kind of reminded me of like I thought it was like a Triple H gimmick because but they were just like hashtags. But I thought it was like HH and he had like the belt. So I thought I don't know just something that
every
I noticed.
Time you say Jay White, I'm waiting for JYD. I don't know why it's like stuck in my head.
You're gonna keep waiting.
Keep waiting. Jay White's got Gato with him, and then Jado got involved after the match. Okada got involved, and then we got a new member of the Bullet Club OGs. Jay White joined the OGs and beaten down Okada. So we got that going on.
There it is.
Great.
Wait, so how could there be a new member of an OG club?
Because he's an OG.
Because they're the original.
They're the original Bullet Club.
Right.
Yeah.
But was Jay White an original Bullet Club?
No.
They're adding members now. They're still the OGs.
Because wrestling, Kevin.
That's okay. It. Because wrestling.
Because
so there's
wrestling.
OGs in Impact and New Japan.
See, not everything in New Japan makes sense either, despite what Dave Meltzer thinks.
Five stars.
And then Omega defeated Cody and Ibushi to retain the IWGP Heavyweight Championship in an awesome match.
Yeah.
So Omega is now your NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
No, the NWA World Championship was not on the line.
Cody!
Why would he put it up in a triple threat match?
This was only...
Kenny Omega put his belt up.
This was only the third time the IWGP champion and the NWA champion were in the ring together and faced off.
Ooh. What was that? Does it go back to like Flair and...
It's Flair and...
Inoki? No.
No.
Flair and... Oh, Christ.
Chono?
No, it was Chono and Muda was one of them.
Chono and Muda.
Flair and...
Something with a T, wasn't it?
Fuck.
Flair Fox.
Fujiwara?
Fujinami.
Yeah, Fujinami.
Oh, Fujinami.
That was
Fujinami.
It.
And then these guys.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool.
Tradition.
Awesome match.
Awesome blossom.
So New Japan's doing crazy stuff. Do you want to sign off the rant?
Yes, goodbye, rant.
Bye, sorry, rant. You rant.
So this is what they have set up for Power Struggle on November 3rd. which is your next big show. Chris Jericho against Evil for the IWGP Intercontinental title. Naito versus Zack Sabre Jr., which I think is going to be sick.
Yeah, because he made that save for finally for Evil.
Yeah, yeah. Tachi against Ospreay for the never openweight title.
Tachi.
Ospreay is the one who pinned Tachi.
Tachi.
Tanahashi and David Finlay against the Golden Lovers. Okada and Beretta against Jay White and Bad Luck Fale, and the finals of a Super Junior Tag League. And the Super Junior Tag League starts October 16th, and your teams are El Desperado and Kanemura, yep. Sho and Yo, Jushin Thunder Liger Tiger Mask, Ishimori and Robbie Eagles, Bushi and Shingo, Kushida and Sabin, ACH and Taguchi, and Valdor Jr. and Soberano Jr. from CMLL.
You said Kushida and Sabin?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the
kind
time
of
splitters.
Almost like a time splitter
reunion.
Wasn't were no. all three of them time splitters? I thought it was the time splitters were Shelly.
Oh, Shelly, you're right. You're yeah. absolutely right. I'm sorry. You're right, Kevin. Yeah, yes. Maybe a reboot.
Yeah. Reboot.
All right. So before we go, we're gonna do. We're gonna
and
do
before we show and yo.
Some Bound for Glory predictions.
Sure.
Give
Tony,
us the card.
Come on, man. You can't punch out at exactly 2 hours.
No, sure, because I don't have anything else I have to worry about in my house. It's fine. Absolutely.
This whatever. Is going
to
take 2 minutes, dude.
Well, fucking take the 2 minutes, dude.
All right, here we go. Bound for Glory this Sunday night.
Here we go. Batten down the hatches.
Eddie Edwards versus Moose.
God damn it, Tony.
Eddie Edwards has to get retribution. If he loses, he's an idiot.
All right.
I'll go Moose.
I like Eddie Edwards.
I fucking hate you, Kevin. Why would you make Moose win? Shame on you.
OVE against...
Shame on you. And show and yo.
OVE against Brian Cage and the Lucha Brothers.
Lucha Brother Brian is going to win.
Agreed.
I'm in with you guys on that.
Jake Chris didn't call.
Tessa against Taya.
Tessa.
Yeah, probably Tessa.
Really? I think Taya. Look, I think they go big. I think they go Taya to win that, and I think Johnny Impact wins the Impact World Championship, and then they're both...
Oh, never marriage on TV.
And they're both champions, and Johnny is on Survivor, and it's a way for them to cross-promote.
Wait, he's back on Survivor?
Yup.
Wasn't he already on Survivor?
Yup.
Ask another question.
Austin Aries against Johnny Impact.
Yup.
Who do you got?
Aries retains.
I want Aries to retain, but if what he's saying is true, then
he's lying.
It's Impact.
Johnny Impact doesn't deserve it for that shit he was pulling during the promo.
Matt Sydal and Ethan Page against Rich Swann and a mystery partner.
Rich Swann and the mystery partner, because fuck that third eye bullshit.
I think the mystery partner is going to be Pac, and I think they win.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's the most energetic I've seen you in the last hour and a half.
Wait, Sue Young is Rich Swann's wife, no?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Keep going.
What does that have to do with anything?
I just put it together. I just remembered that shit.
Sorry. I remembered that shit.
And then LAX against the OGs in a Concrete Jungle death match.
It's got to be LAX.
I think LAX too.
I don't know. I think Hernandez fucking breaks Conan's back.
Wait, does Jay White join the OGs? And,
oh, Kevin.
And take out.
Yep. Yep. That's it, Tony. You don't have to get mad about anything.
Well, thanks for sticking around for those bonus 3 minutes.
Hey, we had to jam that stuff in, bro.
Jam it in your
Jam
pee-hole.
It in.
Jam.
Just
jam
so everybody knows, Patreon, once a month, we're going to be doing our special Patreon-only call-in session. So if you're a Patreon member at the call-in level...
And Tara got in for free today.
Fucking Tara. No, I like Tara, but Jesus Christ.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Good call.
Thanks.
Is it because you listen to Bruce Pritchard talking about Carly?
Look, man, I don't...
I'm still listening to Bischoff's Roddy Piper in WCW.
I can't keep going back to the same theme songs to close out the show, and I kind of like this one. It's got a good vibe to it. We'll be back next week.
Real quick, theme songs. That Smoke Show theme song is the drizzling shits as well.
We can talk about that.
I don't know
next
where
week.
They brought. I'm sorry. Now you got me cranked up. I don't know where they found her. I don't
crank.
Know what the deal is.
Turn the crank.
Jesus, fuck me. Holy cow.
Kevin, you don't have to worry. The Yankees are losing 3-0.
Kevin.
Are they
plugs?
Really?
Yes.
Well, if Kevin doesn't kill himself because the Yankees lose tonight, he's going to be at the Brown Bear tomorrow recording a new episode.
That's it. That's my plug. Dumbfellas Podcast. Tomorrow you can come out, hang out with us. If not, just listen, because it'll drop on Thursday on the Shining Wizards Network, and of course GardenStateComedy.com.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Wizards Podcast. Instagram, Wizards Podcast. Twitter, Wizards Podcast.
Everything is Wizards Podcast.
Except for our pro wrestling tee store.
That's Shining Wizards.
It is. Oh, we'll be back next week. Lance Archer is going to be calling in.
Maybe.
No, he's 100% calling in.
Lance Hoyt.
Lance Archer.
Thank Jake Chris for calling in tonight.
Vance Archer.
Special thanks to Matt Taven.
Who called?
The WCW. Oh, wait. The Ring of Honor World Champions.
Dick.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
God, what a weird show.
Fuck. Great show. We'll see you guys next week.
Great show.
Bye. Yep.